InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You're being watched. So I said, well, we stayed up until like 6 o'clock. I said, let me go over and talk to some people that are here. So I walk around for about 15 minutes and I said, hey, who said to download what? Well, what's going on with the download scandal? I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, we download stuff constantly for the show. We play clips, everything. I go, no. They're saying some database or, you know, something about, and so I finally go around and they don't know what's going on. So I go talk to the security head guy. I figured something had been said to him because the security guy, head guy's nice. The few security guys are great, but the CRO, these people like kind of have them keep tabs on us. And he goes, yeah, I just got asked about this morning about something about Rob Dew and trying to download stuff of him. So I go into Rob Dew's office and I said, hey, Rob, let me guess. When I told you last Friday that I want you to go back and try to get our video archive back up because I'm wanting to download our video archive for posterity and everything else, it's my work. It's always been free to air. We're not like a record company where, you know, you have to go buy the record or the audio file. I was saying, because about 3 months ago, PrisonPlanet.tv, that's our archive, the front page broke, so you can't search it. But I've been asking for 3 months, the CRO and all these people, hey, our main archive's down, kind of important, it's just a database, will you fix it? Oh, yeah, we'll fix it. So just an innocuous thing like me, last Friday, telling Rob Dew, actually texted him first in the morning, and I talked to him, so we have a record of it, of course, our great evil crime. I'm like, hey, people are having trouble finding all these older shows, and they're really wanting them. I want to get that database up of PrisonPlanet.tv so that all the listeners and viewers, we've always been free to air. It's always, we have download buttons on all our videos. Not like we're hiding some crime, robbing a bank. You know, there's download buttons on them. You know, just like our podcast is free to air. We're free to air to the radio stations. These people know nothing about media, nothing about how the things work. They just say, we see crimes. Show me the man. You know, I'll find you the crime. And so Rob goes, yeah, I contacted their IT guy that isn't here, and is here like once a month, last week as you requested, and said, please fix the PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.tv database, same system. And he didn't get any, he got a response back about, why do you want to download the website? So it's like talking to Martians. We're like, hey, we want the video archive back up. Like I've been saying on air, you better go to band.video, because it's only 5-6 years old. But it's the modern database, and then before that, there's PrisonPlanet.tv. So, again, this is so simple. I'm on air saying everybody better go download everything, because this place shuts down, a lot of it will be lost. That's completely normal. We're free to air. We want to be seen. The show is free. Stuff's posted on X. It's going on everywhere. And it gets turned around into, you better watch it. You're on notice if you're trying to download stuff. Woo! So I know you're watching. That's fine. But that's what I've been talking about. And last year, when I was in bankruptcy myself, I've got some gun safes here and things and kept, because I had a lot of guns, like 50-something of them. They sold them off the bankruptcy. They're all sold months ago. I'm already liquidated, contrary to what you hear in the news. Ranch is already sold, you know, all that kind of stuff. The farm, nothing palatial but nice. And they're literally all here jumping up and down. And one of the court-appointed people's like, so are these guns legal? Are you nervous? Because they're just chronicle my guns. They want to come look at them. And I already had a gun company come out and chronicle them and look at them and give us estimates and, you know, we're ready to sell them. And I'm just like, okay, I'll go with you. And they're like shaking when they open the gun safes. And then they're like, are these legal? And they have people checking them. Oh, my God. It's like, we finally got him. And it's just like, come on. Come on. Of course, I don't even like full auto. You can go get them legally with an ATF stamp. These are all legal guns, bought at gun shops over the years. Some of them back, you know, that my dad got me when I was like 14 years old. You know, single shot shotgun, stuff like that. 22s, bolt action 22s. I mean, stuff I had when I was like 15, 12. And hadn't looked at these guns in years. I'm so busy. Some of them 50 cal rifles, badass stuff. 338 Lapuas, Just amazing. You know, some of the stuff's amazing. MP5 semi-auto versions, Zenith. And so, Vector Chris, you know, just a lot of fun stuff. A lot of, it was 3 or 4 M4s. And so, that went on. And of course, all the other stuff where they filed stuff at the court that I was doing things that were wrong, which we already filed with the court, which wasn't wrong. And so just this latest thing here in the twilight of InfoWars is I'm on air saying you better go to band.video, which, again, is free streamed and has download buttons. That's our model, is getting the truth out and having you save it and share it. So that's now being turned into something bad. And our archive that goes back 20 years at least of PrisonPlanet.tv, over 20 years, like 20, about 20 years ago. That is a dead link. You can still get into the site, but you can't search it. You got to go through and look at the files and find them. That is a brain trust. That is important. And it goes back down to the fact they do not want this information. They are scared of that archive. So if you guys had time to download this yet, because I'm going to play it and show people what they're scared of. Yeah, this is just something that, you know, we have a hired archivist that's been here for years that every day goes through and just himself finds these really cool things. And imagine the evil. We're searching our own show for our own show and telling people to share our show. You caught me. I guess San Quentin's where I'm going. Where we're on the verge of nuclear war, hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths a year, totally open borders, massive inflation, crime exploding everywhere, the FBI not even reporting crime statistics, and then saying crime is lower because they don't report the statistics. It is just insane to sit there and watch the mindset of the left, because we've now learned that these court people, not the judge, but the court people themselves are liberals, and they literally think I am Satan mixed with Lex Luthor. So I'm done rolling over to this stuff. I'm done. So we are trying to get the broken old shows that we can't get to, or that are hard to get to, so we can search them and show you incredible predictions. I mean, you can go pick Chase Geyser. He's been here about 14 months. Does a great job. He's a big fan. He goes randomly into the database and listens every morning while he's making breakfast and hanging out with his wife and kids, and he will listen to at least part of whatever show I did 10 years before. And I was even saying to him months ago, hey, we ought to start having a clip every day. Alex Jones 10 years ago. It's interesting. Imagine a show wanting to have its shows and wanting to see its shows and wanting to show how we got things right. Imagine the criminal evil, the mastermind Satanism of that. Literally hopping him down. Are you nervous? Are you worried? Are the guns legal? What's in there? Oh, open the guns up. Oh God. I mean, it's unbelievable. Absolutely insane. And these people have no concept. They think like this is Sony's Michael Jackson collection. And we're jacking into the computer to get the Michael Jackson collection and run off with it. Or I'm in a movie theater with a camera filming the movie while it's in theaters and I'm going to pirate it. This is my show. I've been on air 30 years. I'm still in control in the twilight of this company. It's always been here for free. And you're not going to be able to turn this show being free to air, a term you don't even understand, talking to people that don't like me, a term you don't even understand. So, again, it's like space aliens trying to talk to pygmies or something. I mean, I don't even know. The communication thing is crazy. But I'm telling you, this country is full of people that I guess grew up and never went outside and don't know how the world works and don't know how anything operates, and just all they see, if somebody's pro-America, is a demon. So everybody should save my clips everywhere off the internet. You should go to band.video and whatever you think's most important, all John Bowne's reports, Greg Reich's reports, all the Barry McBreen's reports, my reports, and you should download them. Because people don't want you to have them, and it's always been our policy and our model to have this stuff be free. That's why there's download buttons on it. So if they want to catch me, if the court wants to catch me, not the judge, but the people around the court, the thing to get me on, maybe call the FBI, is there's a download button on the show. And that's what a podcast is a database people subscribe to. We got that. Let me tell you about that big evil thing. I mean, it's worse than dead bodies in my backyard. Podcasts are where you subscribe to then download a show. Woo! You talk about evil. My God, we're trying to fix a broken website so we can see our archives. Man, I am going to confess right now. If I was Catholic, I'd go to confessional right now, going to that priest. I'd say, Father, I have sinned. I tried to get into our broken website and get our old videos. And he's like, son, this sin is unforgivable. I'm sorry. Say 25,000 Hail Marys and maybe you'll get out of purgatory someday. I mean, cuckoo, 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 cuckoo. So that's the type of magnifying glass we're under. And people are just pulling their hair out that I'm an honorable, straightforward person. They just don't know what to do. It's like, ah, we finally got you. There's a download button on there. Oh, my God. Let me just call the FBI right now. FBI, I want to report myself. Yeah, I'm Alex Jones. I have a free-to-air. We shoot it out over radio TV. Yeah, it's free on the radio, too. Yeah, we stream free video. Yeah, we're trying to steal everything right now. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep, we're absolutely. I confess to it all. We got download buttons on the videos. We had a broken website. We couldn't get to the videos. I tried to get into them, and we're just caught. Thank you very much. Okay, I'll turn myself in at 2 p.m. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, there we go. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. We got too much important news to get to. It's the persecution of conservatives. This is the way it is everywhere. It's the same way with Trump. And I'm just not going to sit here like a sitting duck while all this craziness is going on. So I don't know what's going to get pulled in the last weeks of this place. But, yeah, we're sinking, and it's sad. But, you know, we've been in a war. We expect this. 27 years of InfoWars. Thirty years on air. It's just absolutely crazy. I mean, imagine... When I was packing my stuff up last week, I took a copy of my book that I own home. Maybe I'll get SWAT teamed over that. I took one of my books home. Whew. All right, I'm incriminating myself a little too much right now. I even took pictures of my kids off the wall. Took those too. Caught me again. So let's go ahead and play what they don't want you to hear. Again, this headline isn't bad. Successfully worst bioweapons will sucker public into vaccines. I'm going to have this video posted right now on X. It's in the process. It's 45 minutes long. I'm going to play the whole thing. The real headline is breaking bombshell. Alex Jones predicted lockdowns, COVID tyranny in 2009. And I mean, I listened to it this morning when I got up at 5 a.m., the whole thing. This is amazing. And every show is basically this bombshell. You can go back to stuff 20 years ago. Archive didn't go back past that because I didn't have Prison Planet on TV then. People still are finding older shows here and there. But every show is there at PrisonPlanet.tv. You go there, and I think that link's dead. It's like, ask dude what the current link is. It's like Infowars.tv or something. Bring him in here. I can't even keep track of all this stuff. Will you give him to tell me, please? Because we're evil, folks. I'm about to do something really bad here. I mean, this is criminal activity. I'm about to air a show from 15 years ago, a piece of it. I know. It's worse than murder. This is some kind of weird theft that you're about to see right now. My show, my free-to-air show. Commit the crime. Play the clip. Here it is.
Is every 6 months to a year that I come across something this big, this important, this insane, this out of control. But because things are accelerating, like birth pains, they're getting closer and closer together. The last time we did this was January 27th of this year. What, just a month and 8-9 days ago, a little over a month ago, new legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the U.S. Why was this story so important with all the other news we had about FEMA camps and civilian inmate labor camp program and Congress being threatened with martial law? Because it confirmed our analysis of the architecture of the camps, how they're going to roll them out, how they're going to operate, how the local police will be merged under them, how they'll have the clergy response teams preparing the population to go into them for PR purposes, for brainwashing purposes. And it confirmed all of that. It confirmed our analysis and all the big pieces of the puzzle that we had. You know, much of it admitted, but it connected the dots of how they're going to roll it out, how they're going to push it, and indeed that's now happening. Now, that said, this story that I said was a red alert a month ago, is nothing. This story is nothing. 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 I'm going to say that again. Nothing compared to what we're going to cover. This is nothing. When I saw this story last night and then spent hours researching it and confirmed it was accurate, I had trouble sleeping. I basically became upset at my stomach. So much acid was produced. I'm somebody who can have, you know, maybe because I'm stupid, it's not because I'm tough, you know, I can have some MP threatening me putting a 45 to my chest and I don't get upset. It's almost like I'm numb to things like that, but my hands started sweating. I started sweating last night. My palms were sweating. I had sweat. You know, my house was cold with the air conditioner on. It's already gotten warm here. And I was sweating over this. Okay? Because it's not just the report I've got that's coming up, this group of reports. It's that it connects in to hundreds of other key pieces of information we've had. I'll give you a hint what it is. You know, from all the little pieces of info I've got and knowing the enemy operation, I was able to peg 9/11, even the target, months before. Well, I'm telling you, it's going to be bio attack. You know, when this happens, and it's about a 98% chance it will happen in the next decade. Now, we could change that if we got really involved and started having mass sit-ins and, you know, making it the main issue, no matter what anybody said or did. We could probably stop them. Maybe. They may go ahead and just do it anyways. But then we may have people catch them trying it, just like we caught them trying to ship the 6 cruise missiles out of the country to claim Iran had them, and then they killed, what was it last time I checked, close to 20 of the military men that were witnesses to what really happened with the Minot Dakota situation. Remember that? But nukes are nothing compared to this. I mean, you can drop a nuke on a city of 2 million people, depending on the megaton, and, you know, it'll kill half of them and radiate the rest. But we can survive that. That's an isolated incident. Most of you listening right now to this show, if we don't turn this around, are dead. You understand? I'm dead. You're dead. Our children are probably going to die or not have parents. And when it comes and when it happens, many of you that were laughing and giggling, you're finally going to freak out. And you're going to run off and beg for the vaccine or whatever they've got for you. And the first bioweapon they release, and this is the big news story, the first bioweapon they release in the next phase will be isolated. You know, it'll kill 100,000 or so. And then they'll teach you how to go under biohazard control and how to lock down cities and that they're the boss and they know best. We've all got a thumb scan to buy and sell to stop it from happening. And then the next one, as they beta test it, will kill a couple million. And then it'll lock things down even more. And then the next one will kill 2 billion people. Then they'll totally lock down society to a level unimaginable. And you won't care if your neighbor's being drug off and arrested. All you care about is that, you know, you get these proper vaccines to protect you from the progenian Zyklon 12 super virus or whatever they engineer. And then, of course, they'll finally kill you, too. That's their stated plan. And when I saw the reports I'm about to cover when we come back from break, and I read them, it was stunning. The room almost wheeled around me. And dots that were already connected, a clear picture that was already there, all documented, it just went three-dimensional. So much more detail, so much more understanding. And I know their plan. I understand their operation. But to realize that they're really going to do it, to know that we were right about everything else because we were just reading what the globalists said they would do,
pause.
And that they mean every.
So, again, you go to TV.InfoWars.com. That takes you to the old PrisonPlanet.TV. But it's basically broken. You have to crawl through it. You can't search it. Tens of thousands of videos are right there. A brain trust they don't want out. And it's free to the public. It's always been free. And we're going to get it out now, so please get the information while you still can and share it and save it.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to finish up with this important situation I'm talking about. Now, there's a lot of people that are trying to contain and control what we say and what we do up here and some of the background. And I'm going to finish up moving into all the huge news and all our big guests and why you tune into the show. But what's happening to InfoWars is a microcosm of what's happening to everybody else. And everybody knows this show's been on the air 30 years. I'm at InfoWars for 27. And I am the king of day one making documentary films and saying they're free to everybody. I made my first film 27 years ago in 1996, produced it. It came out in 97, America Destroyed by Design. And I said, if you get the VHS, the DVD, it said on the package, please make copies and share copyright free. And then the show has always been like that. And then when podcasting came out, that's how podcasting works. It's free. It's open to everybody. You can save it. It's yours. And then it's the continuation. PrisonPlanet.tv was subscription. In 2016, we had such success, had plenty of money.
I said, hey, it's now a free database to everybody, and it's been free since 2016. How many years is that? 8 years. And then again, a few months ago, it broke, where it's non-searchable. The stuff's all there. You've got to crawl through the files. And I've been trying to get it fixed because this is important stuff. And I'm still putting the ask in, hey, will you please, this is easy. You know, they got rid of our IT people and have somebody that works off-site. And I said, will you please just fix the damn thing? And that turns into, gotcha. How dare you? And I'm just like, you're freaking out that my guns are illegal, literally salivating and hopping up and down, these people. They already did the other stuff where we have advertisers try to bring them over on a clear bankruptcy. They won't take them. We file it with the court ourselves. They don't even look at that. They go file the court that I'm hiding stuff. I mean, it's nuts. It's very ham-fisted how it's done as well. It's just, Alex is bad, period. And then now there's been a bunch of other stuff going on like that. And the worst part is the CRO filing stuff that gets in the news that I'm a bad person and they caught me with money and all this stuff was totally not true. That goes along with the narrative that I have hundreds of millions hidden, which has all been disproven. The giant Justice Department magnifying glass over me. Why the hell would I do that? I'm not crazy. And so the CRO, I was learning about this like 6 months ago, but I just ignored it. Hey, man, he came in my office and said, you're a horrible person. You should be taken off the air. You're hurting the public. Everybody should be made to take the shots. Critical race theory is good. Black Lives Matter is wonderful. And he was doing it again when he was last time I was here 3 weeks ago in the control room while I'm on talking crap to the crew about me. And that's what this is. They don't like me. I'm a bad person. And so everything I do is evil. Everything I do is criminal. I deserve to be arrested. I'm getting people killed. Bull. It's all over mainstream news. The shots don't work and have killed a bunch of people. And it's all coming out and I'm vindicated. I'm right. You're wrong. But as this comes out, the minions of the system dig in deeper because they have cognitive dissonance and will not admit that they are wrong. So when I know I got a crew of people coming after me, trying to get me in trouble, and then gaslighting me and saying, why are you upset? I mean, what's the problem here? It's just in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and Bloomberg when they follow that fake bull that I'm a crook. Like, we're only telling the world that you're a crook with no evidence. What's wrong? Why don't you like that? Well, what's wrong with you? It's like a guy that breaks his wife's jaw and then tells her, well, honey, what's wrong? Nobody broke your jaw. So I'm not taking this stuff lying down. And I told them a few weeks ago when they tried to shut this place down without a court order and everything else, I said, listen, I want to phase this out nice and polite. But I said, one more thing trying to set us up, and I'm going to have to expose all this. Oh, don't be a troublemaker. No. Don't talk about all the stuff I've seen them do. Hiring their friends that do absolutely nothing. Changing the credit card processing company. And they're not telling the court for over 2 months when the processor, for no reason, grabbed $3 million and held it. Let me keep going. I got a lot more. So you people think you're in this universe where I just sit here and get pissed on for no reason because I'm the bad Alex Jones. It's open season on him. And then you just do whatever the hell you want. Not happening anymore. I keep telling you, stop, leave me alone. You just can't help yourself. So I'm interviewing Tucker Carlson tomorrow. And I'm interviewing Russell Brand tomorrow. And because this place is so long in the tooth, I was going to promote it a few days and air it, but they may shut us down before then. It doesn't matter. It'll still go out one way or another. But I'll probably just do the interviews. Owen's going to host a show tomorrow. I'm doing 2 hours with Tucker. And then Brand's interviewing me too. I didn't want to do it live so we wouldn't waste their time during commercials so we could do it Friday. It's going to air on the full show. But I'll be in court in Houston while that's going on at this key final hearing before the judge either shuts it down or puts it into a 7 or gives it back to me. And then the state level Democrats rush in to take it over. So you replace one attack that's happening with another. But that's a good way to go out with that. And these people think, like, shutting this down silences me. I've got hundreds of interview requests today. I could do them until I couldn't talk anymore. And that's called the Streisand effect. And these people are like, what's that? When I was telling them this few weeks ago, listen, you're doing a Streisand effect. He said, I don't want trouble. Just leave me alone. Stop making stuff up. And so that's where we are. Now, I'm going to move on to nuclear war and the economy and the borders and Trump and the Second Amendment, all of it right now. We have these special guests coming in. But I can't take this lying down. And I will not take it lying down. Period. So that's where we're at. And, you know, I haven't gotten around to all the other stuff because I've got to, like, take maybe like 10 pages of notes, and then I got receipts and I got recordings. I mean, I got it all. And what happens is these opportunists in government, they come in, they see Alex Jones, they go, it's open season, let's come. We do whatever the hell we want to him. Nobody's going to protect him. Nobody. Really? Think so? Okay. See how that works out for you. And then they're like, oh, no, don't talk about it. Oh, don't. Well, I mean, you're like literally slapping me in the face or hitting me with metaphysically with a 2x4 upside the head. And you're like, don't do anything. You're bad. Stop it. No, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Take some more. And another, and another, and another. How's that feel? Well, it don't feel too good. And there's a lot of other stuff. And I told my counsel the last few weeks, I said, listen, if they don't report all this stuff to the court, I'm going to do it. So when I get up in court on Friday, I'm going to tell the judge the stuff that's going on and the stuff I've seen. So you mess with the wrong person. And I don't want anybody to threaten or attack or anybody. The judge is a good guy. We're the peaceful folks. Everybody knows that. They'll try to spin it that we're doing that. We're not. We're being assaulted. We're being lied about. We're being attacked. We're being bullied. We're being pissed on. And we aren't taking it anymore. Comprende? Do you got me? Do you comprehend it? Does it register with you that I don't think about myself much because I'm in a fight with the New World Order to stop global genocide, poison shots, World War III, open borders, open pedophilia? I got a mission here. I was eating some cashews during the break. I've got a mission here to warn people. And so just because I sit here and take a bunch of crap, I've got bigger fish to fry. But in the countdown to the end of this place, what's really going on and what's really been happening is going to come out. Because I was going to do that regardless. Because I have integrity. And I'm not going to sit there while everybody else is scared to talk about what's really been going on around here. And I'm not going to be complicit. Because, see, I'm not like you. And so what you've been trying to project onto me is you got the wrong hombre. Got the wrong number. Got the wrong guy. I take on the CIA and the Justice Department and the New World Order and the pedophile rings and Jeffrey Epstein and Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove. And because I'm nice and friendly to low-level people, they think, well, this guy's a pussy. You got it backwards. Just like in Team America, there's three types of people. Assholes, dicks, and pussies. Well, I'm not an asshole and I'm not a pussy. I'm a dick. And I do the fucking. So that just needs to be understood and needs to go through everybody's brain. I'm the 5,000-pound gorilla. I'm the one that loves America. I'm the one that's committed to the truth. I'm the one that doesn't back down. Got it? Good. I'm glad you got it. That's good. So Not going to take it. You've been forewarned politically, legally, lawfully, constitutionally. Might be tomorrow, might be next week. You're like, oh, good, we'll shut them down by then. You don't shut anything down. You make it all bigger by shutting it down, dumbos. This ain't a circus. You're the ones that are in the clown show. But if you put me in the circus, I'm the circus master. I'm the ringleader. F around, find out. That's it. And there's no point to what I'm even saying other than just the record being clear. And that's what's going on. But I'll say again, put it back on screen. Because I didn't really pay attention to this. The archive's like a side issue. It's a, you know, a scale of 1 to 10. It's like a 1. But it's a lot of important stuff. And it gets more powerful over the years. TV.Infowars.com. And so again, if you just tuned in, we're like for months, hey, this is broken. You can't search it. People are having to go in by hand. This is all important. This is a public database, free to air. And they're like, oh, my God, you're trying to steal right now? You're trying to steal stuff? I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, my show going out free all over the radio and TV right now. I'm stealing. I'm a criminal. Totally sick. All right, let's move into the other big issues here. And we're going to now not talk about this anymore. It's just unbelievable. I want to hit some big Second Amendment news, but they did post on X the report that's being censored, or they're trying to. Bombshell, Alex Jones predicted COVID lockdowns and COVID tyranny back in 2009. Now, let's continue here. If you want to support InfoWars, the products are there. They're ready to ship. Even if the court shuts the show down tomorrow or Friday, you will still get your products. That's how the law works. It's fine. InfoWarsStore.com. But now we've done our own accounting separately from people running this place to the ground. And now everything's almost sold out. There's not enough money at this level to ever restart InfoWars again. So they already killed it with the mismanagement. And I sat there and told them, explained it to them the last 2 years. Didn't listen to the damn word I said. I should have done reverse psychology, but that's not how I operate. If I said the sky was blue, they'd say it was red, even though it's blue. If I said go left, they go right. If I say go up, they go down. But the products are all in that we have. Almost everything's sold out. And when it's all gone, it's gone. And there's no putting InfoWars back together again. And that's just the reality of this. Apparently, my dad is a sponsor. And he pays for ads here on this operation. And he has a warehouse that they don't own or control, full of products, ready to ship to you, and he'll be our sponsor, first sponsor. And then he's going to retire because we got plenty coming up with whatever new permutation this comes up. But he's there, and he has great products you need. So go to drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Dozens of products unavailable at InfoWarsStore.com that they just threw out of the warehouse months ago and said, you take them. He already was set up. He has them. 57% off on Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million colloidal silver. It's a private label. The brand is in Whole Foods. They sell it for $30, discounted $25. It's $12.98 right now at drjonesnaturals.com. There are so many other great products like Next Level Foundational Energy that's so amazing, and all the nano silver toothpaste products and more, the super high quality organic multivitamin, the fiber green caps, the rocket rest, the Kaba Chill, the top brain, it's an amazing nootropic. They're all available at drjonesnaturals.com. Just drjonesnaturals.com. I want to thank everybody that's gone there. I want to thank everybody that's been supporting. And it's a, you know, ray of sunshine, a little silver lining there. And we've been fighting hard. We just ask you to stand with us. Go to drjonesnaturals.com today and support the sponsor that also supports InfoWars. But that's where this is. You're not going to get deals this good anywhere else. These are amazing products, and you're sure as hell not going to support people that are fighting harder. I'm glad Trump's now raised $600 million. I said he'd raise $1 billion in a month. Looks like he'll raise $1.5 billion. I have to keep moving my estimates up. I'm not always right. I thought it'd be like $1 billion by July 4th, and now I'm thinking maybe $1.2 billion, $1.5 billion. That's wonderful, but maybe a million bucks to my dad's operation so that he can reorder product, we can continue on, he can be a sponsor. We're basically, really need your support. My dad needs your support. He's supporting us. DrJonesNaturals.com. Go there now. Check it out. They ship within a day of your order. Great customer service. Great people. DrJonesNaturals.com is ready for you to support, plus get great products. And it's up to you if you're going to take action at DrJonesNaturals.com. But as I said, if you want a copy of my books, signed or unsigned, Great Reset, Great Awakening, that's at InfoWarsStore.com. And the whole thing's very, very bittersweet, but I really feel good because I've run the marathon. I've run the race. I didn't back down. I didn't give up. I fought as hard as I could, and I have an extreme feeling of satisfaction and an extreme feeling of appreciation for you. From the bottom of my heart, I salute you and I thank you because we're all in this together, and this is an incredible time to be alive, and our enemies are just collapsing and imploding and just mindlessly attacking us. I'm talking about the American people and the globalists. And it's an incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely wild, but I'm not taking it lying down, and neither are you. DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates if you want to stand up against the world order. All right, let's get into Biden and the attack on the Second Amendment. I can play you 20 clips of him easily. You've all seen him. Like, I don't want your guns. That's a lie. Guy walks up during the campaign 4 years ago, and he says, you want to take my guns? He goes, that's ridiculous. I don't want to take any of your guns. You're a liar. And then he gets up a month later at the debates and says, hell yeah, we'll ban your guns. They all said that. They all went down the line saying, ban all assault rifles. That's anything that's semi-automatic. So notice he says, anything 12 rounds or 200. There's not really guns with 200. There's barrels with 100. There's belt-fed guns that have thousands of rounds, saws and medium and heavy machine guns. But the government's got those. They never even used in crimes. So, such a scary gun. So he puts out a bunch of lies there. And then he says, oh, he's out talking to a hunter. And he said, if you need 200 bullets, well, you're not that good. That's funny. What is a shotgun? It's like 50 pellets. That's what makes it effective. But that's why a shotgun is the thing that has 200 rounds or more. I mean, you could have two shells in a shotgun, and that's actually 200 projectiles. It's just, got two shots. So he's all over the map. Nothing he's saying is true. But then it just reminded me of him also saying, oh, I don't want to hear about, he says the Second Amendment's about hunting. No, it's about the balance of power with a corrupt government. So he says over and over again in speeches, we got one of the clips that, well, the Second Amendment's not about fighting the government or defending yourself because we've got F-18s. Well, how did millions of U.S. troops over the years and all the hundreds, well, trillions in today's number, but hundreds of billions of dollars in the 60s and early 70s. How'd that do against the Vietnamese that wouldn't roll over and give up? Couldn't beat them. So I'm not looking for a physical confrontation. It's just you have Swallowswell famously saying to Joe Biggs, hey, you think there'll be a revolution? We got nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons blow up whole cities. That's where the Democrats live. But you kill some conservatives, too. So they don't know military doctrine. They don't know anything about guns. They just sit there and say, oh, we got the F-18s and the F-14s. That's another thing Swallowswell said. We'll just blow you up with jets. So here is Biden saying, who in God's name needs a magazine that can hold 200 shells? Here it is.
Who in God's name needs a magazine which can hold 200 shells?
Nobody.
Nobody, that's right. I remember when I was campaigning, when I was a senator, going through the wetlands of Delaware to meet all the people who were most upset with me, the fishermen and the hunters. And I came across a guy who was fishing, and he said, you want to take my gun? And I looked at him, I said, yeah, I don't want to take your gun. You're allowed to have a gun, but I want to take away your ability to use an assault weapon. And he said, no, this is how the conversation went. He said, what do you mean I need that gun? I said, guess what? If you need 12 to 100 bullets in a gun, in a magazine, you're the lousiest shot I've ever heard. I'm serious. And to his credit, he looked at me and said, you have a good point. But think of
listen to those trained SEALs clapping. So here's Biden. This is a while back. If they want to think to take on the government, we get out of line. Well, guess what? They need F-15s. I didn't say F-18s. They don't need a rifle. F-15s blow up military targets. They do nothing against the civilian population. They know nothing about warfare. Nothing. By the way, Biden, we don't need fully auto guns to get all of your guns if there's a civil war. I need a hammer, and I'll get all your guns. I can get whatever I want with a hammer. And I'm not saying I'll do that. I'm just simply saying these people know nothing about war, nothing about raw force, nothing about strategic power, nothing about the power of a can of gasoline. Let's go to the clip of him threatening the American people with military.
And by the way, if they want to think to take on government, if we get out of line, which they're talking again about, well, guess what? They need F-15s. They don't need a rifle. Folks, look, this is crazy what we're talking about.
Well, you're the one saying we're going to have a physical civil war. We're winning things politically. I love this meme. It's got Pocahontas up there. It says, Elizabeth Warren, if you need 30 rounds to hunt, you suck at hunting. And then you got Tommy Lee Jones saying, if you need a disarmed society to govern, you suck at governing. Absolutely true. And then here's the famous Joe Biggs said, so basically Eric Swalwell wants a war because that's what you'll get when he was saying he's going to ban guns. You've got to be out of your effing mind if you think we'll give up our rights. Swalwell said, well, we got nuclear weapons. We'll use those on you. And it'd be a short war, my friend. The government has nukes, too many of them, but they're legit. I'm sure if we talked, we could find common ground to protect our families and communities. Nuclear war. The Times, Eric Swalwell threatened to go nuclear on gun owners, literally. Here's that headline. So that's where we are. We're going to start the next hour. I'm going to air some promo clips and stuff while we get the great Mickey Willis and J.D. Sears, both of them awesome. Here in studio, we've got so much other news to hit, interspersed with them, and they've got their new big movie coming out as well. So I've got a bio and information on that. Let's come out with the music trailer to their new movie. We'll tell you about it at 6 after. But we're going to go to break and come back, and then we'll get into the nuclear warships off our coast and submarines and all the stuff in Cuba and a bunch of other just insane censorship news. And, of course, COVID with wings. They're hyping the bird flu. It's the end of the world. But don't worry, they got shots for you and your family. It's all coming up in the second, third, and fourth hour today in what can be the final days of InfoWars. I don't know if it's this week, next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I don't know. But I can officially tell you that this is the final days of InfoWars. And I salute you all, and I appreciate you. God bless. We'll be right back.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up. And they smash the bones and guts of the fish. And it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is. And it's pure fish oil. And it's not been pasteurized. And it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality. Ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through And thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
I am here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
CNN is not just fake news. It's the criminal news network that works as a racketeering crime syndicate to openly shut down my media operations and other people's media operations.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
You didn't call me to testify in America. I have a right to face my accusers. And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud. You are a charlatan that goes around lying about people to destroy the First Amendment.
I haven't lied about anyone, Alex.
Yes, you are a congenital liar. Swallowswell, why do you hate the First Amendment so much? There goes Congressman Swallowswell.
The American people demand that their First Amendment be defended.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech. And the deplatforming didn't work. What science fiction writers like Jules Verne's 140 years ago wrote about, like rockets that take off, go to the moon, and come back and land again, Elon Musk has done it. Whatever we can envision, it's not like Oprah's Secret where it instantly happens, but with the potential of technology and society, and like Elon says, a big enough population, you need billions to build infrastructures that can do anything. And then once you realize the planet's tiny, and there's hundreds of billions of galaxies that are close, I mean, we can see, then you go, oh my God, we're like embryonic right now. We're like a tadpole. And we're not just like, can we turn into a frog? We're turned into a butterfly. It turns into a spaceship that turns into a god, basically. And so we're a tadpole right now. We can do anything. And they're trying to tell us, no, you're scum, you're ugly, you're racist, kill each other, because the globalists want to extract out of us that essence of infinity that God's given us, that God essence. We're not God, but we're little g. The first book of the Bible tells us They want to extract that and use that for their life extension, their empowerment, their greedy control, instead of all of us sharing this incredible magic metamorphosis we're about to have. And they're trying to block the birth pains of what we're about to become, but I can tell them, you're going to fail. Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Plandemic the Musical. J.P. Sears, Mickey Willis in studio. We're about to play the trailer. A lot of news coming up as well. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Great awakening. Come on, breathe it in. It's a moment we've been praying for, like trees, roots woven underground, growing so strong. No storm will ever break us down. I see it turn to treasure. Strong together, we're standing anywhere. We remember who we are. Life is infinite, moving without end. Girl, it's got the trust, love always
wins. Well, he used to unconsciously work for Darth Vader, but for many years he's now fought for the American people. Mickey Willis is here with us, PlandemicSeries.com, Plandemic the Musical. And I'm not a huge musical fan, though I like things like Mary Poppins and stuff, but this movie is incredible. It premieres in Austin, and just the cinematography and then the music, this has got to be the best musical I've ever seen. And I just can't wait for this thing to reach tens of millions of people like all your other work. And of course, we have J.P. Sears, incredible commentator and comedian. My wife wears his shirts like half the time. I get a little jealous sometimes. My wife's got J.P. Sears' name on her. It's almost like a tramp stamp. It's okay. I get a little jealous. But
It's good that you didn't complete that last thought, that it's almost like a tramp stamp. It's good that you didn't say that.
No, my wife loves you. She loves Mickey, too. I love you guys, and I love your crew. Such crazy days. Let's talk about the musical first and, you know, how important this is to counter this. They're trying to bring back all the same tyranny again, which is why Mickey started making the film in the last year or so. I can tell this is your real passion project, because this looks like a $50-100 million budget. You knocked it out of the park. You guys did. All the people you've got in the movie, it's incredible.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, it's kind of by necessity, really, because as I mentioned last time I was on the show, that everything that has influence over us, all of our art, our music, our poetry, everything has been hijacked by these divisive, demoralizing messages. And so it's really time to reclaim that and take back our music and understand that. I mean, that's why I've been a big fan of JP for many years, because when you stand up for comedy, comedy is one of the best medicines that we'll ever have. And there's been so many comedians that just bowed down and changed their act and went along with the woke ideology, afraid to make people laugh. And this man went in the opposite direction. And that's really what this musical is about. There've been a lot of people that have been asking why a musical, and look at, we're not interested in trivializing, and being insensitive to something that has done so much damage around the world.
You're trying to reach another audience.
We're trying to reach another audience, 100%, but we're also, it kind of shows the indoctrination though of even the side that thinks they're fighting for freedom, that it gets mad when they think you're making a joke of this. No, we're not. We're reclaiming all the things that they've taken from us, and it's time that we do that.
Sure, but I'm not just saying this, and I'm going to shut up and let you guys go here. I know when I see, like, juicy color and incredible lighting, like, this is lit better than The Godfather or something. Like, you are a lighting master. I mean, I'm serious. You're, like, the best lighting camera guy I know, not just a great director. How the hell did you make the movie look so good? It's ridiculous.
Well, I appreciate that, Alex, and I have an incredible crew, so I can't take all the responsibility for that, but it just really have found...
No, but, I mean, you know how to... You're, like, the conductor. You know how to pick the orchestra.
Well, yeah, that's part of being a director, absolutely. And for us, it was really about, you know, the beginning of this movie starts in the most gloomy possible way. Most of it takes place in this grocery store. And then it gets transformed into this colorful Renaissance spectacle of light and magic and sound.
So I picked it up. You're going for this incredible light. This juiciness.
100%. 100%. We needed to really draw a contrast between the doom and gloom that's consuming our lives right now. And help people remember what it feels like when we're allowed to express our colors, you know, and celebrate things. And there's very little celebration happening right now. You know, everything that matters, everything that's worth living and dying for, our holidays are being crushed, and everything that we once celebrated is now being deemed racist or xenophobic or whatever it might be. And so all of that is by design, because as we've discussed before, what the end game is, when we lose our will to live, when we lose our love for life and all the little things that are magical out there, family and being in love and creating a life together, when we lose the importance of those things, then what do we have? What is there left to fight for? And that is exactly where they want us, where we're just ready to follow the authoritarians because we've given up on family and everything that matters.
And you've got everybody from Robert Malone to Dale Bigtree to J.P. Sears. This is incredible.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's
kind of rattle off who's in this.
Well, he couldn't get Robert De Niro, so he had to settle for Robert Malone.
I think we made a good choice there.
Yeah,
I think so. At the end of the day, so we have Judy Mikovits, we have Robert Malone, we have J.P. Sears, we have Deepak, who's our musical director, the incredible musician who will be performing here on the show with us here in a few minutes. We have Jimmy Levy from American Idol. We have Angel Garcia from America's Got Talent. We have Hi-Rez, the rapper.
And by the way, are all like platinum artists.
They're all doing really, really well. And so it's you know, kudos to them, really. We chose the people. The other reason for this is the people that chose to spoke out and to be brave and that told the truth early on, they got demonized and canceled. And so this is like... This is a way to say, actually, at the end of the day, it comes full circle, and these people will be celebrated, just like
and it's important to celebrate, because we're not about like, oh, we were right, you were wrong, but we need to point out we were right, and we were demonized, so we should celebrate we were right.
Yeah, and I think with a lot of these folks you mentioned, Mickey, who are in the musical, who spoke out, I think it's important for people to see, hey, they're still alive. Not only are they still alive, they're thriving and happier than ever. Because I think like the next time we go through another pandemic, people need to see the examples of, hey, if you speak up, you're going to come out of this thriving. Look at all these, you know, early voices in 2020. Here they are.
So because we know it's coming again. It's coming again. We've got to. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the bird flu. I think this is going to be a good one.
Keep going. I'm interrupting you.
So here in my body of science that I represent science right now, as you know, Alex.
You are science. I can't question you at all, or I'm questioning science.
Yeah, the bird flu is coming. We don't know exactly what the cure for it's going to be, but we do know mail-in ballots are going to be a part of it. That's going to be very important.
That's actually the vaccine, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But against populism.
If we ever do have a real, and we'll get back to the musical, but I'm immature, so I have to digress. If we ever do have a real pandemic, I guarantee I'll be the first one to die. I'm just so jaded by what we've gone through the past 4 years. I could see bodies getting vaporized in front of me, and I'll just walk right into it. I'm like, I don't believe.
Well, only 4% uptake on the poison shot now. The 10th boost of the 10th shot is now here.
Is it only 4%? Yep. That's actually inspiring.
It is. For everybody asking, watching on TV, what's up with the FBI garb? Though you guys do look good in it.
But I'm just buying merch from my favorite team, Alex. It's so nice of you to laugh at a stupid joke.
No. You guys had a great skit idea, and I actually wanted to do it, but they would spin it. Because we're actually being shut down. We're actually under attack. You guys wanted to come in and SWAT team me, which would be fun and was a genius idea. Then they'd say, look, Jones staged this. It's obviously satire. Because when I do satire, I don't do it anymore because they spin it and say it isn't real.
Yeah. But, you know, I think you're being persecuted. I mean, maybe President Trump is the only person being persecuted more than you. I mean, they're going after you because you represent a voice, and I think they obviously want to make an example out of you. So
100%, they're mad at the audience. They just want to shut a show down so that an audience doesn't have a community. That's why what you guys do with these great films is so important, and what you've done with Plandemic, Mickey, forming community.
Yeah, thank you. Well, that's the way that we fight back. You know, I'm really urging all of the creative community out there, all of the filmmakers and singers and songwriters and everyone to, if you're not focused on this right now, I think you're going to regret it, because there's what the world doesn't need right now is just more entertainment. If we all draw our attention and our talents, our God-given gifts to the truth and letting people know, then we can reverse a lot of the indoctrination that's happened through our gifts. You know, as I said, if you consider the lyrical content of most of the songs that have been produced over the last 20 years, 30 years, and where they switched from love songs and heartache and all the things that, you know, are part of the human plight, and it's it's all about shooting cops and being oppressed and all of the different,
which is all admittedly CIA funded.
All CIA funded, and it's been a psyop for a generation now. And so people always ask, how do we undo this? Because it's permeated everything that matters to us. And how we undo it is by the artist stepping forward. And it takes some courage to do that, because you will experience pushback. You will find out really quick who your friends are and who they're not. But at the end of the day, I don't know one artist, one doctor, one filmmaker who has stepped forward who regrets it, because there really is something to say about this idea that the truth sets us free.
Isn't that wild that historically some people that were right get destroyed, and they don't even see the change they did to save humanity? We get to see it, like, because I guess with the compression of time toward the singularity, everything's moving so quick now, we get to see our success right away. I think that's what the globalists misunderstood.
Yeah, I think it's a fascinating time to be alive, because what you do or what you don't do, you get to see it have an effect for positive or worse. So I think it's a very special time to be alive, because what we do, it really matters. If you think back to 1991, like what you did, like, cool, hopefully you did great things, but what we do right now, we really get to see it pay off if we choose to take action that's aligned with our own minds, our own heart, and preferably our soul as well.
Well, let's elaborate on that, because Lyndon was an evil guy, but he was obviously 180 IQ and very smart. And he said there are decades when nothing happens and weeks when decades happen. Mm. And so the globalists talk about this in their own white papers, how society for usually about 100 years is frozen like steel. And there's a status quo, but then there becomes revolutionary times that are liquefied. The angrier world Schwab talks about, during that, they want to rearrange things. But if we're awake to the great reset that's happening, that they're trying to control, we can do incredible things during this period.
100% with you 100%. But that's what it requires, is all of us to hear a message like that and to step into it, you know, because it really is, as trite as it might sound, we are the ones we've been waiting for. And there's no, as I've talked to you many times about what I've learned through 30 plus years of studying the hero's journey, is there's a reason that Hollywood adapted the structure of the hero's journey, and that so many of our iconic movies have that cliche message that we are the one, that the force is within. And
so we go get it there in a simulation instead of doing it in our own lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, and doing it in our own lives, I think, is a special time to be alive because, in my opinion, evil has never been more obvious in the world.
Yeah.
It's been in the world, but it's been hiding in the shadows. So because it's so obvious at this time, I think it's the greatest motivating force that's awakening people. I mean, we see how fueled you are, Alex. We see how fueled Mickey is, Del Bigtree. I do my best to contribute. And the biggest motivating...
Oh, you're fueled.
I'm fueled by something. And I think the biggest motivating force is we see the obvious evil and we inherently know if we don't do anything, then what happens is our fault. But if we don't want to see the negative happen, then we're motivated to become not as strong as we think we are, but as strong as we actually are. So people rise to the occasion when we see this obvious evil.
Well, that's right. It's not enough to recoil from evil. You've got to offer an alternative.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah. And last time we sat here at this desk, Alex, we talked a little bit about the idea that we're living in the wrong direction, that we're living from the outside in. We're trying to accumulate stuff out there that will hopefully one day bring us the peace and the love and the connection that we want on the inside, and that the proper way to live is from the inside out. And so that when we talk from that direction, for me, it really inspires understanding the deepest reason why we made a musical. And that is, when you consider that this, well, Nikola Tesla said it best. He said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, start thinking in terms of sound, energy, and vibration.
It's everything.
It's literally everything.
It's not the top, it's everything.
That's right. And so when you understand the incredible theory of entrainment, of synchronization, and you understand that there are a lot of things that we haven't even scratched the surface on, and that's by design. So, you know, not only does the music, the actual frequency of the music, affect our body at a cellular and a DNA level, but there have been a lot of studies, incredible studies, that have shown the entrainment of devices, everything from grandfather clocks to metronome systems, that you put them together on a flexible platform and they start to synchronize in perfect
just like sync together. Women, they've done studies with like sealed walls, as you know. And so they're not picking up pheromones, but, and it happens with other mammals, that within a month or two they all sync up on their periods, even though they're physical,
their menstrual cycles start to
and that's
start
happening
to sync
with
up.
Men as well. Go ahead, Mickey.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep going.
Let's be clear on that. Yeah, thank you, JP. But the, you know, the understanding that even the sympathetic, empathetic reaction that we have to another person yawning, right? There's a energetic connection there. What is the science behind that? And we haven't explored that on a deep enough level to really understand. There's a thing called sonic bloom. And if you understand what sonic bloom is, why do the birds chirp in the morning? Well, the birds chirp in the morning and they actually activate the plant life around them to wake up an hour before the sun rises and to bloom. So the frequency that the birds create actually activate the nature around.
It's a life symphony.
It truly, truly is. And so these are the things that if we start to pay more attention to that, we'll actually become better equipped to defend ourselves against all the different forms of attacks that are coming from the sky and everywhere else and energetically and vibrationally at us, to understand that it really is important. And again, this is why I love my friend JP, because the power of laughter, there's very few things as healing. When we are driven to and inspired to laugh, the entire physiology of our body shifts. Everything shifts.
I was about to say, sometimes I feel guilty that I'm just exposing all their evil and being, you know, kind of negative, but I guess that's kind of an emergency warning deal. But I noticed the most successful stuff I ever did was comedy, and then I've kind of gotten a dark phase. I'm coming out of it where comedy really is the secret.
Well, yeah, I personally think it's one of the secrets. I think, you know, we need left brain data. We need music, reclaiming the arts like we're doing with Plandemic the Musical. You know, look at Dr. Malone, Del Bigtree, Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson. All in the same symphony. We're playing different instruments, but we're in the same symphony playing the same song. And I think comedy is one of the instruments that needs to be played. I think one of the cool things about it is it goes a little bit beyond the left brain, kind of tickles the right brain.
Well, I mean, the jester is always known as the prophet in the court who's even allowed to criticize the king.
Yeah.
The jester is a very important thing.
Absolutely. I think the purpose of the gesture, as you point out, personally, I think it's to use a sword of satire to slice holes through the psychological scar tissue of their lies, hypocrisy, and corruption. And then nothing touches the soul more than music. I mean, people are stuck in their heads. That's why we need to reclaim the arts, comedy, yes, but really music as well to reach people. And first time I saw the musical, I was shocked. Like, I'm sitting there at the end, I'm crying. It's like, I didn't get new information from the musical, because that's not what it's meant to be, but I was touched.
Well, you got it in a whole other way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a new delivery is new, though.
It very much. New parts of me were on the line online now, and I can't wait for the masses to be touched.
So how do we make this, it's incredible, how do we make this a super hit? I mean, everything you do is successful, but how do we really get behind a Plandemic the Musical?
Well, it'll be free, as all of my movies are, and we will put a downloadable link available on our site once we're ready to go live with the movie, and everything about the movie can be seen at Plandemic.com. Just the trailer is available right now. We have our Austin premiere, the big cast and crew premiere that everyone in the movie will be at. And after that, sometime probably about a month later or so, we're going to go live and give it out to the world for free. And then it's time for the people to do what the people do. The movies that I've made would not be the most seen independent movies in history if it weren't for the people. It's a people powered distribution model where we give everything away. The films are made on donation, so I can have no worry about ROI.
So it's literally in their hands.
It's in their hands, and I allow people to do, people hold screenings all over the world with my films, and I'll have people call me sometimes and say, you know, they're charging $10 for your movie. I say, whatever, that's their movie now. We literally give it to the people. And I think that's the way it should be, really. And it's the way it needs to be today because of the censorship. The only way for us to really counter the censorship is to not have things live on singular platforms, but to decentralize things. That's everything's going decentralized. And that's really the opposite direction when I talk about the solutions to what we're going through right now. Everything is stopping and moving in the opposite direction.
Everything's going to siloed subscription. You're going the opposite way.
Opposite direction. So when you look at we talk about the globalists a lot. What is the globalist agenda? Well, it's a total centralized power. It's the control of our food systems, our currencies, our lives, our medical, our politics, everything, where they can just turn it off and on from a single push of a button. And so the answer is sovereignty. It's coming back to what made America and what makes America wonderful, which is this celebration of the individual and the protection of the individual. So when we come back into realizing that we need to go decentralized and keep it in the hands of the people, you know, I used to once upon a time want an Academy Award because that's kind of what Hollywood brainwashes you as the Holy Grail. And I actually received that in the form of a notice that Google had sent out saying that Plandemic was the hardest piece of media that they'd ever tried to stop because it was in the hands of the people and it was decentralized.
That was the real Oscar. It was the people's award.
That's exactly it. And so if we really need to listen to that and to realize that that's the way we do it. But what we have to do is to give up our greed and that kind of hoarding mentality that we've learned through marketing and distribution that you have to capture the audience.
Now that the bankruptcy, they're shutting down InfoWars. They literally told us, don't download your stuff. Stop telling people to share it. They've always done that. I'm like, they're trying to act like that's a crime or something.
Yeah.
Hey, we saw you on the show. You're saying download all your stuff before we shut down. It's always been free.
Yeah, that's great. But it's like the Johnny Appleseed model. Download InfoWars, download all the Plandemic films, and we're going to make America awake again.
Yeah.
And another thing is, for people that aren't super awake but are starting to get there, it's easy. If the mainstream media is pushing something, if you just do the opposite, you're going to be in good stead. I mean,
Your batting average is going to be real high.
Chances are
about 900. Just doing the opposite of what the media tells you.
These people are not our friends. Again, PlandemicSeries.com?
Plandemic.com. Either one. It'll take you there.
All right, Plandemic.com. Plandemic the Musical. And you thinking about a month or so it's coming out?
It'll be live to the world in somewhere around a month. We're still getting things together and finding out the best way to get it out on the largest scale possible. This is a 30-minute movie, and it's not your traditional musical, I want to say, because I am also not a big fan of musicals. It's not your sappy musical.
But I'm suddenly a fan.
Start singing to it. This is like a series of music videos and celebrations.
Hold on, I'll stand there. I got a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Sure.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, Ultimate Fish Oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up. We're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us, but if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of, is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
These yard signs and asked, who's making this dumb shit?
Well, that's us. We make that dumb shit.
We actually make a lot of dumb shit. We specialize in merch and apparel to meet all your protesting and virtue signaling needs. Find us on Amazon.
We've actually gotten incredibly rich. Love is love. Money is money.
And for example, this whole pro-Palestine thing has been great for business. A lot of white undergrad students named Kelly all of a sudden need to wear a hijab to show their support for their homeland that they've never been to. I think it goes across like this.
Oh, so they can't
talk. I don't know
talk.
If it's a hood. Yeah, it kind of keeps the women
silence them. I get it.
These people had no idea where to get one of them things because, you know, they really don't care.
Yeah, so we got them up on Amazon real fast to make it easy for them to look like they care.
I mean, we had these up for sale morning of October 8th because we knew with them terrorists doing all that brutal murdering and killing, young people were going to want to show their support for them ASAP.
Now, in a normal year, there's an average of 11 Palestinian flags sold in the U.S. But this year alone, we've sold over 70,000.
Man, someone's got to profit off this division, and it's not going to not.
But yes.
For our business, we gotta keep our thumb on the pulse of society and know what these people are gonna want.
Exactly. Like, for example, when the Russia-Ukraine war broke out, I says to Carl, hey, these nut jobs aren't gonna wanna buy the BLM signs anymore. They're gonna wanna support the white racist people of Ukraine.
Yeah, it was the beginning of the Ukraine flag season at that point.
And the getting's been good. Now, I've been surprised. The Ukraine flags are still selling like hotcakes, and this one is great material. It's this one's actually made in Russia.
Which is kind of cool, right? Because people are, in a sense, supporting both sides of the war.
Now, this is actually an embarrassing story. A couple years ago, we were doing our first run of Ukraine flags, accidentally made them upside down, had the blue on the bottom.
Not a single customer knew the difference. Not one complaint, not one return, but a lot of money.
Yeah.
Now, this is one of our current best sellers. Albert here didn't think it was going to sell.
I told him, it just doesn't make any sense.
And I said to him, does it have to?
Turns out it doesn't have to. We did have some swings and misses on some similar concepts. Jews for the Holocaust, blacks for white supremacy.
Queers for Palestine was the only home run out of the lot. What is their slogan? From the river to the semen? Yeah, I remember that day we had just gotten back to the office. Now, we were out all day shooting wild hogs with assault rifles out of a helicopter when we saw on the news there was another school shooting.
Time to seize the opportunity. So we had this shirt mocked up. Within a day, we were selling tens of thousands of them. Now, our business model is pretty simple. First, we ask, what currently has zero demand?
Then we look for the newest rage-filled divisive issue.
Then we design low-quality merch around it and put it on Amazon.
Within a day or two, we sell the shit out of it.
It's like shooting babies in a barrel.
Oh, what?
Like, do you remember when the first drag queen story hour hit the news? We thought, well, there's currently no demand for trans coloring books for kids.
But it looks like the news cycle just created the demand. We'll supply it, just doing our part.
And thanks to us, now children can color in mysterious coagulations of crotchal flesh.
Kinda creeps me out. We really appreciate the LGBTQ movement, and it's great for business.
Yeah, I didn't even know what LGBTQ was before we started selling their stuff.
Not at all.
I thought the Q stood for QAnon.
He actually did, man.
So initially I was all in on supporting him.
Now here's a surprising fact. Our customer demographic for the LGBTQ flags is actually 95% heterosexual. And based on our surveys, actual LGBTQ people in the community find the flag looks a little too gay.
But if you're straight and want to look gay because you're afraid of being labeled homophobic, we're here to meet your needs.
Yes, queen.
NASA are making one hell of a comeback. We found once college campuses started to turn into scenes out of Mad Max, students didn't want to show their identity, so they started pretending to care about COVID again.
No problem. You can just pretend these masks work, and we appreciate your business. 2 dozen for $7.99. Free next day shipping for Prime members. About 4 years ago, we had a big boom in business thanks to COVID. Immediately, we white-labeled some antibacterial soap and hand sanitizer.
Yeah, folks thought antibacterial agents would protect them from a virus for some reason. We never really understood it.
Never understood it. But We did make about $14 million in the first month alone. Now, the U.S. Congress has been our best customers for these pins. I mean, these guys really love these for some reason.
Yeah, they love the shit out of them. Well, yeah, check us out as a business. We don't stand for anything, which puts us in a good position to help you stand for the current thing.
Yeah, and seriously, we've gotten unbelievably rich from this. Wait, is that the right one?
Blue bottom or blue top?
Blue top.
I don't think...
Just buy the damn things. Amazon.
The guys who sell SH-T on Amazon, really great video. With, again, millions of subscribers there. JP Sears. JP, just I want you guys to both just comment about the state of the world right now, what you see happening in the election, other key points, and you've got some of the great musicians you're going to introduce, Mickey, who are going to play a song from the studio next door.
Yeah, so where do you want to start? What's going on in the
world
right now?
Wherever you want to go, and then we'll give them a chance to get set in about, you know, 6-7 minutes, we'll go to them.
Yeah, 6-7 minutes, we'll go to Deepak and Johnny, who are going to sing the title track to the movie, the musical, right here, Together We Will Rise, which I actually bought you a shirt, Alex, so we have this for you here. So it's Together We Rise, and then we have the poster on the back here, if you want to see that with all the names on there.
Can't wait to wear it. Thank you so much, Maggie.
You're very, very welcome. Yeah, in the world of politics, I mean, what's going on? That the thing that I find interesting is the conviction of Hunter Biden and understanding like what's really going on behind that and what could that be used for? Are we trying to normalize the conviction and show that even Biden will succeed to his son and no one's above the law, and we'll show you even we'll even take down a Biden? It seems to be a little bit of that.
Absolutely, it's like, oh, see, it's fair, but yeah. That's because they want Biden out now.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I actually think that's in the works right now, Alex. There's a lot of people talking about that, and I've been saying all along, I can't see that they run him for the full campaign. And we're really based off of what happened at the Juneteenth celebration of the day where, you know, he's on camera for a solid 10 minutes just frozen. I think it's really hard for them to deny any longer that there's some cognitive decline.
Oh, he's degrading quickly. Yeah, how do you really see this unfolding, JP?
So I think... evil is evil, but it's not stupid. These powers that are attacking Trump. So everything they've done, prosecutions, convictions, it just makes him more popular. And it frightens me to think maybe they expect that. So something I was talking about months ago is, well, if they get him in prison, they try to do this corrupt stuff of stripping him of his Secret Service. And I saw a Democratic, I don't know if it was a congressman or a senator last week, propose something. Well, if he goes to prison, we got to...
And I saw that. They said, throw him in Rikers, no security.
Yeah, and then...
it's a death sentence.
We know that's the death sentence. So hopefully that doesn't happen, but how would that not be part of what they're talking about?
And that's a death sentence. It's like Derek Chauvin, the cop who got stabbed 20-something times. The media, the left, celebrated that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so like when Biden collapses or they pretend they just discover he's got incompetency, cognitive decline issues, you know, I don't know if I'm being too obvious, but I'd imagine enter Gavin Newsom. He looks the part, and I...
well, that's the word. Roger Stone's been saying that 3 years.
Yeah, yeah. So that would be my bet. I would have thought they've done it by now, but I could imagine them, the longer they wait, the more of a shock and more of a savior Newsom could look like.
No, I totally agree, because there'll be no criticism to him till the, I think it's the DNC in Chicago is where they do it.
Okay.
And they've already said it's going to be virtual, so I think that happens. So we need the meme of Indiana Jones in Raiders of the Lost Ark when he's in the temple and he replaces, yeah, you know, the idol, the Sam of the idol. We need Biden being removed and Newsom being put in.
Yeah.
I think I'll put my neck out there to say that I think that was the plan, and I think that plan has shifted. I think they tested him in that little debate that he did, and I think with the decline of California, I'm a California native now, proud Texan, but I think
no, I agree.
That's shifting, and they're going to bring somebody else in, is my guess.
Well, Big Mike?
Nope. I think it'd be someone else who I don't know, but they would, I think they'd be crazy to go with Newsom, because there's a lot of dirt on that guy of,
sure,
how he's run the city and everything from the increase of of wages has, you know, pushing all the fast food stores to close, and all that, all the policies that he's pushed over the past 2 years have been absolute utter failures. And so I think that he would have a really hard time on the campaign trail. And even, you know, there's a lot of Democrats that don't trust him. You know, his reputation has waned in
he makes Patrick Bateman just as a visceral response. If I was walking down the street and I saw him, I would actually, and I'm not a scaredy cat, but I would walk around him. He looks what they wish Patrick Bateman, you know, was. Because obviously, Christian Bale does a great job in that movie, but nothing like, I mean, Newsom to me, I guess I have discernment, just like Satan.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, that's Satan right there. Like,
yeah, there's something dark happening there.
And I think if we're talking in the frame of honesty in reality, Mickey, I think you're right. Like, campaigning off of what California is just a dumpster fire. But I don't necessarily believe the Democrats would have their campaign based off of any degree of honesty or reality. So if their campaign strategy is gaslighting, if he can look the part, hey, California is doing great. The party's final command was ignore the senses of your eyes and ears. And if they can get people to do that, then you kind of factor in if they're willing to run Biden or Newsom, even though they're both disasters, that might tell you they have a real confidence in their election outcome strategy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so maybe Mickey's projecting his logic onto this.
Mickey's a good, what I don't like most about Mickey is he's a good person, and he just projects that onto people that don't deserve it.
I'm trying. I'm really working on that, JP.
All right, introduce the great folks musical, who they are. They're about to sing this for us.
Well, I have the honor of introducing a couple of musicians, and one in particular, Deepak, who's been a dear friend of mine for about 15 years, one of the most talented virtuosos of music that I've ever met. And, you know, I come from the music world before I even moved into film, and I will say that I love working with musicians, but I've never quite had the experience of the inspiration that comes through this person and working and the patience, really. I have a tendency to, my standards are very high when it comes to art, and so I am one that will work on something for 3 months, and if it just doesn't move people the way I intended it to, I will trash it and start over. And there are some musicians who don't like that, believe it or not, some artists that don't like that. Deepak was one that worked with me through many, many endless iterations of songs and lyrical content till we got it just right, and I've never had anyone that was so willing to scrap everything and start over. And so it is my honor and my pleasure to singing the theme song, the closing theme song of Plandemic the Musical, Johnny and Deepak.
Rise up from the ashes, rise up from the flames. See through the lies that feed the fires that we create. Come out from the shadows. Come out in plain sight. Nothing to lose, it's time to move into the light. Together, united, deny it or fight it. No more hiding anymore. Talking heads that wanna make us blind. And when we strike back, shoot love into the skies. Together, united, deny it, or fight it. No more hiding.
Wow. I mean, the song was so good. I saw it in the musical. I had to put the shirt on right now. Literally, I feel like Trump should play this as rallies. This is like the anthem of resistance and awakening and amazing job. Wow. I mean, that was a live performance right there, guys.
Thank you, guys. It was our pleasure to sing for you guys. It's an honor to be on your show. Been following you for a long time. And the song really came through for us as a channel. It was like really like, hey, there's a calling happening in the world right now. There is division. There's polarization. And, you know, we just believe that unity is really the way and bridging the divide and being able to have conversations and being able to disagree consciously and having that health come back. So together is how we were going to rise. It's bringing it together. And it is our time right now. There's ever more than a time than ever to focus on unity and focus on, you know, ending the division and bringing back the values of humanity. This is the time to do it.
The only way to rise is together.
That's right. Yeah, it's true. It's true. The last thing they want us to do too. That's why there's so much effort put into dividing us and slicing and dicing us into subcategories. As I've always said, you know, the best example, the real living example of this is what they've done with LGBT. TQIA plus. This is a great iconic way for us to look at how they do that, because once upon a time it was the gay community. Then it was the gay and bisexual community. That makes sense. Then it was the gay and bisexual lesbian community. Okay, the women want to be called something different. Okay, that's cool. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans. It just keeps going. And so this is, we have to look at that as a model.
And now they're bringing the NAMBLA group in. They get you to say you're in a group. Now they can't anything they want to it. They're taking your identity.
Anything. So it's divided by class, divided by income, divided by neighborhood, by county, by, you know, Texans against Californians, wherever they can draw the
total
line.
Total divide and conquer.
It's 100% that, but the conquer part's not going to happen, Alex. Even for what's going on here with you right now, I want to get into the personal a little
bit. Well, let's get back. I want to get me too. We're going to come into the next hour and cover news with you guys, but let's talk more about Plandemic, the movie, and closing comments from these great guys.
Great.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wanted to also shout back Mickey. He was talking earlier, very beautiful words. And I wanted to say also, it's been an honor and privilege to work with him as well. And he's brought me and us to a whole new level musically with working on the music. It was really so much fun to be able to write all of these songs with a mission in mind of bringing peace and love and joy. And working with JP is hilarious. And Mickey's such a great storyteller. And as you said earlier, amazing with the lighting. He is the lighting guy. I think he even called this, the room we're in right now, this is called Mickey Lighting. And so I think we look good because of him. So
he even helped us. Yeah. Well, no, that's the thing is I built InfoWars to have music and crews and multiple studios. We don't do it much, but it's fun in the twilight to finally do it.
It is. It is.
Totally. And then, yeah, and then the song Together We Rise also, you know, was sparked originally by the Independent National Convention, which we got to be a part of as well. So now we get to like really be excitedly sharing this song, and it's like closing the movie out in a really beautiful way. And we've got Hi-Rez and Jimmy, and we've got a country song in there. We'll be doing Let the Freedom Ring. It's one of my first country songs ever, which will be debuted in the film. We got Angel Garcia. We, you know, just so many amazing people got to work together, and, you know, with the writing and directing of Mickey, it was really awesome. And, you know, Johnny Twilight right here, an old friend of mine, we've been singing together for years, singing always. We always sang songs about unity and joy and love. If you want to share anything, it'd be great.
Yeah, I just want to just highlight how much positivity is flowing, not only from this song that we made, but this movie. And that I just love that there's such a light at the end of the tunnel with all this stuff, because, yeah, it can get very dark and scary, but this sort of song and this movie, it just brings such a unity through light. And I think that's just so important for this movement.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the subject of light is so important, you know.
I was about to say, you call the movie Light.
There you go, because it really is important. I want to break it down this way. So I've been working in the field of 3D digital arts for three decades right now. And if you really examine what is the difference between the original animations that we would look at, the old Looney Tunes and whatever, that what they call 2D animation, what creates 3D animation? Answer, shadow. And they say that we live in the third dimension reality right here on planet Earth. And so there's a necessity for shadow. The problem is when the shadow tries to take over and obscure the entire picture, then it just becomes darkness. And so in times like these, our reaction must be shining our light even brighter.
That's right. Wow, profound. Johnny Twilight, Deepak, anything else?
Yeah, I was going to just say one final thing is like the blessing of my parents. My name Deepak translates to light. That's literally what it means, is one who lights up, or enlightened one, or light. So it's just ironic we're talking about light. And yeah, it's just like, I think that's what we're here to do. I mean, I think each of us inside have a vibration, and we were, you know, Mickey and I have been talking a lot about vibration, Johnny and all and everything lately, but that vibration really is what light is a perturbation of space. And if we can shine that underneath all of our stories, we all grow up, you know, coming into this world as innocent balls of light, and then life happens to us however we grow up. And if we can get to that place of being able to get back and sift through and excavate to the core of ourselves, I think we all can be connected as a human race into our light once again, you know?
And there's a little bit of a story here I want to share about Deepak, because it's inspiring, and hopefully it'll inspire other artists to do the same thing. So Deepak was making a living off of making music for Disney for a number of years. And to take that leap of faith to go against one of the biggest monster machines on the planet.
He jumped out of the New World Order mothership of motherships.
Exactly what he did in the most courageous way, went out online. He, of course, got attacked by everyone who thought they were on his side. But his point of view is our point of view, which is there is no side. There's Team Humanity, the end, period. And so he came out and took the arrows for a minute to say, listen, I'm not willing to do this work anymore. I'm not willing to work for corporations that are doing damage to our children and our planet. And I'm going to stand for something, perhaps one of the most controversial brands in the world, to really put my stake in the ground and say that I'm more concerned with and committed to truth and unity than I am making the paycheck that I used to make.
And it's going
to
be total commitment, because you realize that the enemy's total death. So once you make the choice, though, then it's like, well, this is the only choice. Like you said, it's...
Well, it really is, and it keeps us enslaved. You know, like that's what how the system is created, right? It's like a little bit of bread and circus to keep us barely paying our bills and having to sing their song. But as a really wise man named Fred Dyer said many years ago, don't die with your music still in you. So sing your song and leave your imprint and your legacy on this planet. And if everyone lived from that, from the purest place, things would change really fast. And the good news is they are.
All right, Deepak and Johnny, want to come back for 5 more minutes. We have that little short segment. Some stations join us in 6 minutes. We're still on radio stations, that old-fashioned thing. We're going to go to break, come back in 2 minutes, finish up with those guys, and then move into the other news.
Beautiful.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
People have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
seeing Johnny Midnight. And we've got Deepak in there. Great, 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 great singers. I hope they're still in there because they're in another studio like 50 yards away.
They do.
But let's bring them back up for you. You guys are making some great points. I want you to have the floor for any other comments.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just, I think as we're staying in the theme of listening to the calling, I think the deepest thing that I've been experiencing as a musician, and as you know, Mickey was alluding to, was like being courageous and making choices. So if that's the message for other artists, other people, other anyone, entrepreneurs, people with a voice, and really listening and slowing down and breathing and listening to that light inside the spirit, because there's this intuition, I think our minds are beautiful. Our intelligence is absolutely beautiful, and it gives us guidance. It gives us intellect. It gives us the strategy and the logic to figure things out. But there's a deep truth underneath all of that that's very clear. You know, the intellect can be like, hey, do this, or don't. It might question itself. It might even contradict itself. But I think the deeper intellect, the intuition, the spirit underneath is sort of clear. There's alignment. There's a path. And as I get more deep into breathing and meditation and encouraging others to get deeper into breathing and meditation, I find that the intellect, or the clouds of the intellect, clear, and that underneath that fog is this truth. And that's where we start finding alignment and find that, you know, the world wants to divide us. The world wants to give us, you know, enemies and division and polarization. But underneath all that, there isn't any of that. It's all illusion. Underneath all that is just connection and truth. And so that's what I really wanted to, I would say that as an artist and even as a human, to encourage people to really start listening, slowing down, breathing, and being curious. Staying in curiosity is like the biggest thing outside of all that. Not being so certain that we think this is what's the truth, and this person's like this, and this person's bad, and this person's good.
Open mind.
You know, keeping an open mind and staying curious, you know, and just really just listening to spirit and actually starting to trust intuition, trust God, trust the divine, whatever that is for you. For me, it's really just, you know,
that's right. The whole system is about not doing that, because I'm 50 now and my whole life I've had great intuition and I just ignore it. Now I've learned go with it. And the more I go with it, it gets even stronger. It's like, it's never wrong. It's actually frightening. It's like, what the hell?
I'd like to make a little correction that something I said a moment ago about Fred Dyer. It's Wayne Dyer. Sorry, everybody. I butchered that.
Hey, we're teleprompter free. We all do that.
That's right.
Sometimes I listen to the show and I'm like, why did I make that ridiculous? Much stuff, much worse than that.
I hear it.
Which, by the way, speaking of together, Austin, Texas area this Saturday, we're bringing like-minded, like-hearted people together for the premiere of Plandemic.
Now, this is an open premiere. A lot of you guys have huge ones that are closed at first. This is open. How do people get tickets?
Plandemic.com this Saturday in Austin, Texas. I mean, there's something special that happens when people are
together. Oh, I love the premieres. And I was going to be there, but I've been conscripted for a secret mission.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
Well, I'll just say that it's really, you did come to the premiere of The Great Awakening.
Amazing.
As you remember, with 2,400 incredibly lit up people. It was like a sporting event. It was so exciting that as a filmmaker, I've never had an experience like that. People were so energetic to be in an arena together, celebrating truth and unity. They were screaming at the screen. It was funny and irritating at times as a filmmaker. You want to say, shut up and listen to the movie.
But that was annoying for me too, but it's,
it was so fun.
You were the one screaming, Alex.
You were the one.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, we're doing it again with 2,000 people, and the events that my crew puts on, we go all out. We have food trucks and all kinds of entertainment and things happening. A blessing for the fathers, and fathers are free. So if you're a daddy or daddy-to-be, go to plandemic.com. We'll hook you up for free, because we're going to do a blessing for fathers, because as we're discovering, the deeper and deeper that we kind of dig into the cellular.
Hold that. This is key. You're really, this is your mission and you're dead on. And it's an obvious truth, but you're really, let's talk about the attack on men.
Yeah.
And an attack on men is an attack on everybody or women, but there's a particular attack on men. Why is attack on women just as much too? But the attack on men is overlooked. Let's talk about it with J.P. Sears, Mickey Willis, and so many others. Great job, musicians. If you want to come, we'll come back to you too. How do people find your great work?
All right, folks. Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
So for freedom, everybody, let's all make some noise out there for yourselves for being here at the Plandemic musical screening.
The message in this film is so important. It just gives you so much joy and so much relief. I loved it.
I found it very uplifting.
The movie brought tears to my eyes. I just can't wait to share it with everybody.
Absolutely epic.
Now we know we've always been free. Love each other even if we disagree. It's all inside, shine the light. See it.
J.P. Sears in studio for the 30 minutes, and I'll hit all the news I haven't gotten to. And we're not being fearmongers here. We have to admit we're in something more dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis, so it stops. But they want us to sleepwalk into World War III. So I want to cover that next after we're going to talk about a pandemic. But you guys did a plug I asked you to last segment, but a lot of stations don't carry that. We're on stations all over the country. Most of your premieres are closed. Thousands of people come to them. This is a big deal that's open to the public. People can get tickets. You're saying free tickets for fathers. Talking about the war on men, women, children. We're all unified. But men, the attack on men gets overlooked. Men tend to try to be not complain on the surface, but men are in total crisis. Please speak to that.
Well, you know, in all of our research of really trying to dig into what drives these people that are behind these agendas, these anti-human and destructive and anti-life agendas. And when you dig into who they are and what type, what archetype these mostly men are, it's interesting that they either had a relationship with their father similar to Bill Gates, which a very high-powered lobbyist and attorney that taught his son that the most important thing you can do is to monopolize industries.
The head of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, exactly. Head of Planned Parenthood. And so he says a little bit about who that man was. And then you look at the rest of them, and they either had a really estranged situation with abusive fathers or fathers that were just, you know, titans of business and never there and traveling all the time, or they had no father. The real crisis in America, the real pandemic, is fatherlessness. It has destroyed so many communities. Almost got me. I was raised by a single mother on welfare, the welfare program that is, you know, posed as a helping hand, but it's literally a stranglehold that keeps people where they are.
A ball and chain.
I watched my mother her entire life fear that she would lose her welfare assistance and not be able to feed her four children. And that prevented her from ever having a man in the house, of ever getting married again, of ever traveling, of ever having it raised me with what I now call scarcity consciousness that it took me years to get over, because I was always told, you know, you better hide that bike in your closet, because if a welfare worker comes over and sees a nice Schwinn bicycle like that, they'll think we're misspending our money. And so I spent most of my life rejecting and sabotaging any chances of being too wealthy, because I didn't want, you know, the government.
It lowers expectations.
It does, right? And so this is part of the mentality that it creates ghettos to be ghettos, right? Because no one wants to look good. Everyone wants to look like they're in poverty. And now we see
Renaissance is optimism, and the Great Reset admits it wants to kill optimism.
It does. Yeah. And now we're in this position of where we're in the middle of this oppression Olympics where everyone's competing to be the most oppressed, the saddest, the most downtrodden, instead of striving for merit and for all the things that have made this country beautiful.
Which lifts up humanity.
That's exactly right. And so that's, again, we're living in reverse. We need to get straight again and start living in the right direction. Otherwise, we will find ourselves way behind and in a place where we don't want to be.
Yeah, it's very 1984, where we compete to see who can be the weakest, and we tell ourselves that's us being the strongest. And I think with men, simply said, men are being taught to behave like women, and there's nothing that will weaken a man more than him abandoning his masculine to behave like a woman. And by the way, I think they're telling women to behave like men. That's feminism. And I don't think it's working out really well. And I think Tucker Carlson, when he was on with Joe Rogan, said it so well. Evil only uses weak people. And I do believe they're really trying to weaken men and women. In this case, really weaken men. We're supposed to be the protectors, but when we're not, we are in a very weakened state and then very usable to evil, mm-hmm. and probably not even knowing that we're being used by evil. But it's really cool seeing a lot of men wake up, because obviously we know we're either going to do the Great Reset or the Great Awakening. The choice is ours. And I think we're really choosing the Great Awakening, which means for men, we have to be warriors.
Leaders.
Yeah.
We do.
Leaders, protectors, providers.
And that's what empowers everybody. And so my mother, my older daughter, is really politically awake. I got three daughters and one son, but they're all awake to a great extent. But my wife can't watch any movies, my mom anymore, because they all know every movie the woman defeats all the men. That's just not the real, it's not about building up women. It's about creating a false, weird thing that women must dominate men to be successful when we're all part of the same species. And to me, I see a huge awakening in the women, and they're looking for the men to step up. Women are statistically saying, we reject this. We don't like this. We know this is bad.
Well, it's really easy if you look at TikTok, which I try not to do, but sometimes it happens. And you understand how many videos there are of women in their, you know, 35 to 45 years old that are pouring their hearts out, crying, sobbing, understanding that they've been bamboozled into being boss woman and into the ideology that they don't need a man and men are worthless. And so they find themselves in this place now where once upon a time men are still struggling, but men were struggling far beyond women. And now women are the most depressed, they have the most anxiety, they're on the most SSRIs. And that is all part of the design. So here it is that we, you know, the men have been pushed away by a generation of women who have made the mistake of allowing the expansion of feminism to include these ideologies that are actually self-destructive, and have pushed the men away. So the men have said, okay, fine, I don't know what my role is anymore.
I was about to say, men have then retrenched back into being decadent little boys,
yeah.
Peter Pans, So it, yeah.
I mean, how many of us know the relationships, the husband and wife, the older couple, where the father sits at the table and says nothing, if they even sit at the table anymore, and they kind of have this reputation in the family of, oh, dad, like, who cares? What, the voice doesn't matter.
I remember Paul Ehrlich in like 1979, I played the clip a few times. It's like a 10-minute clip on X. He's on national TV and he goes, we're going to make all of Hollywood images of men weak and pathetic and bad. And you saw that with Married with Children, all of it. Yep. And then it's every image. The man is an idiot. He's lazy. He's stupid. But women get like, well, you're trying to take this away. You're trying to make me weak by not having a man. It's very obvious.
It's very obvious. And the result of that, too, is you know, some men have succumbed to that ideology and have become idiots. And now they've surrendered every bit of their testosterone, their masculinity, and that primal
vision and drive,
that primal hunter-gatherer purpose that they have to be the protector, to be the provider, and to stand up and fight for this nation. And there's so many men that are out there, you know, fighting with their pink hats on and doing all this stuff, thinking that they're actually being the provider, protecting women by saying, let's destroy female athletics.
They're running a CIA. Gloria Steinem worked for the CIA.
I know. She sure did. And if people just understood that, they might understand that all of those things. I mean,
but our instincts, our hunger is so strong now. All the numbers show it. Women want real men.
That's what they're starting to stand up to really admit. Like, I actually want a man. I want to be, and it doesn't mean women aren't capable. It doesn't mean that there are some women that are driven to be the provider. That's perfectly fine.
That statistically always happened. Yeah.
But what about the women who wanted more traditional life? I have a very traditional marriage. My wife is still a boss in many ways. You know, there's territories of our lives that I don't even mess with because she's just way better at them. And so,
the most important part of my life is my house and my children. She's the boss of that, and then I go out and hunter-gather.
Yeah, you know, I think we share the responsibility of being the boss of our home and a boss of our children in many ways, but there really is a traditional experience that we have. She trusts me, and I'm worthy of trust. I spent many years not
And that's what they hate, is a man and woman together is powerful.
It really is, you know, because when things are going bad, and I was feeling this the other day, I want to express this, because I just had this moment of feeling, I was watching a video with these poor kids who are so isolated into their, you know, in the streets fighting for things that they don't even understand what they're fighting for. And I thought, this experience that we're all in right now, it can be very scary. We're hearing about Russia and nuclear attacks and all these things going on. I laid down in bed with my wife. We were both on our phones doing our horrible habit of scrolling before we go to bed. But I had a thought to myself, like, what would it be like if I were just totally alone right now? I didn't have the children to wake me up with their cheerful faces. I didn't have this family that I have. I just started feeling like how dark this must be for so many people who bought into this agenda and are now so isolated that they have to follow the collective. They have to follow
they already
the mobs
bet on it.
Because it's otherwise they're totally alone.
That's all they know. I mean, the ecstasy of getting up at 5 a.m., getting ready, doing research, then the kids wake up. I make breakfast most of the time. My wife gets up. We're all hanging out. It's like the birds chirping in the morning. It's meant to happen. It's like it's ecstasy. It's just like it's just so good.
It really is, you know, and the stuff you're going through in your life, you know, imagine going through that totally alone. Imagine not having that
destruction. We're talking during the break. It's not just my wife and family supporting me. It's all you guys. Yeah. If I didn't have that, it would be horrible. But instead, we're all community. It makes it stronger.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And by the way, to your point about women, a lot of women actually want real men again. There's single friends of mine who say, the best way to get dates with women is you go up and say something in person, because that's so rare now, because men have been kind of beta mailed into just using these data apps, which takes zero courage to approach a woman. But these women are saying just a man having this small courage to come up and say hi, strike up a conversation, maybe get their number. That's a massive appeal for women because it's so rare now. Just men behaving.
And remember, like 6 years ago, try to pull up the Gillette commercial, Super Bowl commercial, where a guy tries to say hi to a girl and the guy stops him. Like, whoa, you don't talk to a girl. That's harassment. So now women are going to Home Depot and Lowe's. It's all over the news for 5 years. Going because they can still find like original men. They're like plumbers and stuff that'll talk to them. Because the other men, JP, elaborate on that. This is key.
Yeah, you know, I would imagine, I've never been a woman, except for 6 weeks ago. I did it for a day and it was really cool. I felt real. But I would imagine being a woman, this thing about a protector, a provider, someone who has a physiology and psychology that's different than mine, who, you know, in primitive times, this guy is necessary for my survival. We still have the same physiology we did back then. So I would imagine, from what I'm told by women, it would be true that that appeals to a woman. I want someone who can protect me and can provide for me if I choose to be the bearer of children, because that creates completion. You have different parts and you create
it's our biology.
And it is. And what's very important too, to understand that when we look at the ever-expanding trend through the decades of teenage rebellion, there's a reason for it. It's not natural. I think that we have all been, by design, confused between what's natural and what's normal. So we see patterns repeat, and we go, well, that must be natural. No, it's normalized. And so our
children... That's right, because you study anthropology. In all cultures, actually, there's rites of passage with your uncles and your fathers and your mothers and aunts and sisters. No, you're in a ritual, and you admire them, they admire you, and it's a process.
Right.
It's from the 60s, the CIA, fighting your parents. It's not even real.
And none of those rituals are allowed anymore. Even the Boy Scouts are not the Boy Scouts anymore, right? That was a ritual. That was the modern day American Western ritual, is to put the boys in Boy Scout and girls in Girl Scouts and let them be together to learn what it means to be a boy and to be a man. But the thing that I learned as a father is that if you're not strong in your masculine, strong so the kids actually understand, like, you know, almost every night, we had a funny moment last night when, you know, I'm yelling to my 10-year-old, you know, time to go to bed, and he's playing with a dog, and half hour later, time to go to bed, and he's playing with a dog. Finally, I go, you got 10 seconds, 10, 9, and we always laugh because you just hear how fast they run the moment I start counting, right? So there's a sense of dad's voice matters.
Somebody's going to be in charge.
Now, what
you
happens,
gotta have a captain.
What happens when they don't feel the strength from dad is they're left with, unconsciously, subconsciously, if dad is weak and I can manipulate him and he doesn't have a voice and power, who's got my back in this world?
And they so move to the government and the system.
They move to the government and the
system. So there's a gravity well. If you're not the leader, somebody else will be.
That's right. Yeah. And that's what happens. That's why so many, you know, I used to teach in South Central Los Angeles, and most of the kids were in gangs, and 100% of them had fatherless homes. And they found a gang only because they needed that protection.
They found a fake father.
They feel safe in the world. Yeah, that's right.
I want to get a closing comment from these two great artists here who have been patiently sitting there listening to us. And we're going to go to break, come back. You guys are drafted for the rest of the hour, or at least another 15 minutes after this. But guys, you're hearing all this stuff, great musicians with this whole, you know, great Plandemic, the musical, Plandemic.com. Closing comments on just what you're hearing here.
Yeah, I think the final comment I would say right now is getting back into trusting ourselves a lot more. I think we've given up a lot of power to authority, to ideas, to the doctors, the system, the government, all of that information. I think that it's a resurgence of really stepping back into our own inner sovereignty, our own trust of ourselves. What do you got to say, Johnny?
Yeah, all this talk, it reminds me of just bringing up nature. And you can call it God, but this idea that nature is very simple. Nature likes when man and woman come together. Nature sort of, you know, it things flow from that. You know, a lot of abundance comes from just a very simple understanding of kind of who we are. And they do a good job of just confusing that, and that gravity well idea is really cool. Yeah. But yeah, just getting back to basics, you know, it's such a beautiful natural thing to be, you know, in your masculine, you know, if, you know, and be in your feminine. So I think, yeah, that just, that beautiful connection to God and nature is key here.
I want to just call something out here, because I like to always talk about the deeper purpose and what's really happening beneath the surface. So Johnny Twilight, this is his real coming out here. And he was nervous about doing this show. And I just want to acknowledge you, Johnny, because it's a thing that it takes some courage, you know, and he knew that after I do this with the most banned, TV network ever. There's no coming back from this. Even though he's fully awake and highly intelligent, there's still that fear of the disconnection from the tribe and what will this mean for those who don't understand. And so we had a little talk as he was driving here from Los Angeles last night, and I said, listen, man, it's entirely up to you. All I will tell you is, you know, there's a gift in being courageous and crossing that line, and I've yet to meet one person who's regretted it. So, you know, you are a living example of this happening right here today, Johnny, of being willing as an artist and a musician to stand for what you believe in despite what might come from this, and I'm proud of you, man.
I'm proud of you, too, and I want to just say this.
Thank you.
Thank you. There'll be an attack up front to see if they can bend your will again, but once it's like going over a mountain. Once you go over it, it's all just easy. Like, yeah. There's a first, and once you go over the top, there's no going back.
Yeah. And you don't want to go back. That's the beauty of it. You don't want to go back because
it just gets better. And when I tell the truth in my life, colors get brighter. It's literally telling the truth is like psychedelic. It's like, you're not meant to, cause you want to train your brain to just tell the truth.
And then all the numbers show up, all the weird 1111s and 333s and all the crazy stuff starts happening. You realize there's some synchronistic sacred gem.
Yeah, I would describe telling the truth and loving God is like being on 5 hits of acid all the time. Does that make sense?
I'm with you, Alex. Yes. Go ahead, Johnny.
I love that. I think following the truth is kind of what puts us in resonance, with God or with nature. I love that idea. Just following the truth, being strong and in faith with it, and things start to flow for you. Yeah, I totally believe it.
And that, just to add, that thing we were talking about earlier about just dropping into trust, which also is basically dropping into the self, dropping into the divine. And for me, again, I want to just keep, I can't stop reiterating that when I slow down and I breathe, and I think everyone experiences this, whether you're doing music or art or tennis or a sport, is that when you drop into that, you're in the moment, you're in the present moment when there's nothing else there but you and the mastery. You're not thinking about the results. You're not thinking about the future. You're not attached. And that's the suffering that can be, you know, can actually make you not as effective and masterful at doing something. So I think really just slowing down and breathing, and that's when the alignment, like Mickey just said, the numbers start showing up. You know you're on the right path. Things start working out. You're hitting better notes as a singer. You know, tapping into that next level, being, you know, super on in the vortex. So,
there's a real God, super on in the vortex. Like a badass album name.
Boom. That's what's up.
Well, there's something very important in what you're saying too, because there's two places that I've learned that artists receive their inspiration. And that's either recycled through all the stuff that we've experienced, which just means rehashing and duplicating what somebody else has been done, regurgitation. And then there's the channeling something from divine intelligence that just comes through.
And you know when it hits. It's like,
you know, I mean, that's why we've seen through the years, we've all seen people get up and accept major awards to say, I don't know where this song came from. It just kind of wrote itself. And if you've ever had that experience of just having something come through you, hopefully that was enough to let you
know. And it's beyond addicting. The devil can't give you that. Only connecting to God can.
Yeah, but you can only really achieve that by slowing down, as Deepak is saying, because if we move so fast, and that's why we have so many distractions at us all day long, because the more we slow down to allow that, that subtle information.
That's why the prophets always and everywhere went to the desert.
Yeah, exactly. Where there's nothing there, no distractions, no birds, nothing to interfere with the reception of that information. And I know that I've created a lot of art, and sometimes I can feel it when it just came from my mind, you know, like the limited hard drive, and when I'm plugged into the internet and it's flowing through. And so I think the real goal here is for us to plug back in, to go online as humanity, because it's a beautiful thing that we've lost trust.
Stay there. Back in 3 minutes. Amazing.
Back.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil.
at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're in a time of change, a time of great awakening. All the bombardment against us is to stop us from going to the next level where we can control the technology but also rediscover humanity. Everybody knows that you can feel it. The enemies of humanity that want full control, who are selfish, they're in full, total, complete crisis mode. Plandemic, the musical, this Saturday premieres, Plandemic.com. Mickey Willis, J.P. Sears are here with us. I want to thank the great musicians that were here. This has been an amazing time we've had together. We've got about 15 minutes left with you guys, and I just want J.P. Sears, who's a great, you know, anthropologist in his own right, to talk about what we should do and just other key points that are on your heart, and then also Mickey Willis.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that I think we as a collective should do that helps us express the power that we've had all along, that they try to hypnotize us into believing we don't have this power, is the more we can align our words, say what we think, with our thoughts that are actually coming from our own brains and the guidance of our heart, our intuition, the more we channel that power. And one of the ingredients I personally think we need that you model so well, Alex, is if you don't have the fear of losing what could be taken away, you're unstoppable. And maybe said differently, you probably will have that fear. But if you don't let that fear stop you, if you don't let anybody or anything intimidate you from you speaking your mind and you acting congruent with your heart, soul, and your own mind, you're an unstoppable force. And Alex, I think you're one of the best examples of.
Well, for me, just only you can elaborate. For me, having that fear is losing. So I instinctively don't care because we lose everything if we give in to the fear.
Yeah, exactly. And if you look at the people who are uncancelable, you, Alex, Jordan Peterson, Dave Chappelle, Joe Rogan, the one thing that they don't do is acquiesce. They, you know, anything that can be taken away isn't something that you're going to sit on your deathbed regretting. Like, oh my, they took away my reputation.
By the way, they want you to say you're wrong when you really weren't. And I wasn't sophisticated 6 years ago when they're all over the news. I was sophisticated, but not as much as I am now. You learn. I'm sure I'll be better later. I'm not far from perfect. They would just stop sending people to our houses and attacking us. Well, I've never done that. I never said the things they said. They said, just apologize. And I went, okay, I apologize. He went, you admit you lied. And when I said that I was wrong metaphysically, that all hell broke loose.
Yeah, I think when you admit you're wrong, when you know you weren't and you were aligned with your truth, it gives you psychological scoliosis. So they get you to not stand up as strong and tall as you actually are.
Why are they obsessed with that?
I
don't get off on people saying I'm guilty, I'm bad to me. Like, what is this guilt thing they do?
To me, it goes back to control. I mean, my opinion, God's way is freedom. It expands. Satan's way, evil's way is constriction and control. Evil wants to control. My working definition of evil is anyone or anything that tries to control you in a way that's not in your best interest.
And by the way, they sell evil like it's hot devil cheerleaders. No, it's not. It's literally living in a 200 square foot coffin and being a slave.
Yeah, it's just constricting you. And I think one of the things that people allow themselves to be controlled by, which by the way, most control, it only works on a consensual basis. You have to consent to the control, whether you know you are or not. It's a consensual relationship.
You must kiss the ring.
Absolutely.
So how do you not do that?
Well, I think be aware of the fear that comes up. Know, you have to know yourself. You have to know what you think and then have the courage to say those words, take the actions. And I think Johnny, the musician we just saw, is a beautiful, vulnerable example of him saying, yeah, I had to go through fear to be here at the studio because you fear what you could lose. You might, a lot of people would.
And we should celebrate that. I mean, as Mickey said, that's a big deal.
Yeah. It's like a huge deal.
Because that's an example to others.
It's definitely a huge deal. And I think everyone viewing this has their own example of what.
I mean, they're making music videos and for Disney. They're turning. I remember being at Ted Nugent's house, but other times, but like 10 years ago. And he said, yeah, or it was like 8 years ago, because I'm supporting Trump. Live Nation won't book me anywhere. He could fill arenas, but we're going to lose $20 million, but I don't care. And that was so strong that he didn't care.
That's huge. And by the way, one of the things I think people really fear the loss of is love. Like Johnny was saying, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll lose the love of people around me. You never lose love. You can lose approval, but
you lose the fake people.
You lose the fake people, and fake love is through the currency of approval, but you don't receive actual love until you expose the surface area of who the hell you actually are to the world around you. That's how you get love.
You got to put skin in the game.
You get love, and it's beautiful.
Skin in the game.
Absolutely.
So what is your advice to folks that are on the fence, the Pentagon, the CIA? You see we're on a runaway train to death. How would you not join us now? We just want prosperity and freedom. And
Well, I think they are in a lot of ways joining us. There's a lot of whistleblowers, numerous, that the world doesn't even hear
about. It's happening.
There are people that are stepping out, resigning all over the place, all over the world, no longer able, it's happening within our country, no longer able to support. Now that they're becoming aware of what it is that they're actually supporting, they're starting to see it now. So even for the blind, it's hard not to see. And so they are stepping forward, and God bless all of you that are making that choice. I know it's very difficult. You have families to feed, you have mortgages and all that, and you're risking at all. And that's what it really takes. That's true heroism on this planet. And there's always a sacrifice that comes with that. So the sacrifice is letting go of what you're used to, and really the comfort. We have been lulled into being addicted to comfort and convenience, and it's killing us.
By the way, I was seeing you with Mikovits' film like 6-7 years ago, and you look smart and great and given interviews. You were there, but you're like 10 times the guy now.
Well, thank you, Alex. And
no, but I mean, it's dramatic.
Well, you know, I'm a work in progress, and I was a useful idiot for a number of years, not knowing. I called myself a feminist. I had viral videos, you know, that went out there that the left was supporting me as the poster child of allowing my boys to play with Barbie dolls and all the stuff that was happening that I thought was something to be proud of. I didn't understand that I was being part of and pushing an agenda that ultimately would lead to the destruction of the country that I love so much and our way of life. And so my life now is dedicated to undoing some of the damage that I feel that I was part of perpetuating while I was on the road.
But I can physically see it. I mean, how much more fulfilled are you now?
It's my life, Alex, is it's now I understand why they don't want us in a place of having a healthy foundation of faith, a healthy family, because I have so much to fight for now that there's nothing that could possibly stop me.
This is so good.
The life is so good that there are some times when I'm holding my children and I have just the coolest relationship with my kids, and I'm holding them just to hug. Like, by the way, today's my birthday, and my kids woke me up with this beautiful birthday message, and I was holding my oldest boy. I just feel this sense of like there's like this. This is what they don't want us to
have. It's the essence. It's the future. It's the universe. Your whole, you've got it.
It was right there in my arms. You know, and when I hold my wife, I feel the same way. Like there's nothing I wouldn't do for this woman that has dedicated her life to me and my family. And I am willing to take it as far as I need to take it in the name of love, in the name of unity, in the name of truth. And that for me is where they don't want us. They want us separated from that. And there's something I wanted to share with you, because I also understand that there's a metaphor that I have of helping the people that are on the front line of this fight become what I call stealth fighters. The stealth fighter is off the radar of the enemy. And when you understand how important that is, to just take that as a model, because there is a way for us, and it's vibrationally. If we are hanging out in this dark, deep, scared, particularly fear, in the vibration of fear, and the fear of loss, we are literally vibrating at the very frequency of the people that are creating these destructive agendas. And so we're on their radar, and we're there, and they can attack us. But when we have the ability to vibrate at another frequency, fully aware, never looking away from what's really happening in the world, but being fully aware of what's happening, taking that in, but meeting that with this divinity consciousness, this yes, it's here, yes, it's happening, it's unbelievable, but I'm also grateful that I get to be alive during this transformation.
By the way, let me just stop you and keep going, but you just said the most heavy thing in 30 years on air, I've been here. You just said the huge secret, and I have dreams about this last few months, and I didn't say it, but you just said it. Literally consciously recognizing God and unity and freedom sends out a wavelength. You don't have to do anything. You've just got to recognize it's a lie, even though you're in the Defense Department or the CIA or a corrupt college or corporation. Literally just recognizing God and unity and freedom creates a wavelength, and they won't even see what's going on. It's consciousness. It's psychic. It's just the decision, and everything else flows from that.
Very well said, Alex. And that has to be married with the belief in a higher power, a divine intelligence. It has to be. Because if you think, and I understand, as we talked about last week when I was on the show, I'm still very turned off by a lot of organized religion. I think they take it too far, and it's just the
other, well, it's there to turn you
the
off.
Other side of the coin of extremism.
Yeah.
But there's something, if you don't understand that there's something really intelligent that's leading and working with all of nature, all of life, in this primal and intrinsic drive for us to procreate the experience of this gift we call life. If you don't understand, there's some divine intelligence behind that. I call that God.
You're not delving into the power. You're not recognizing
If you don't have that, and you just think it's your, just you, and you are the end all, and there's nothing else that exists out there, you are destined to ultimately become part of the dark side. It's just going to happen.
Well, you've cut yourself off.
You have, and you're on the radar, and you will ultimately succumb to the sadness, the depression, the anxiety, and everything else that is where they want us. So
well, that's me. People ask, how am I handling this? I'm the happiest I've ever been.
Well,
I mean, this is like literally dialing into the universe, the perfect synchronicity. You think we're just floating around on a planet? All this badass shit's here for no reason, folks? The creator is real. You can align with that, or this sabotage operation.
And that brings up a very important, you know, in this spirit of sometimes we're moving in the wrong direction, and it's sometimes the answer is letting go. And so I feel that as your friend, I feel like, as I said to you during break, like something about the butterfly, you know, it's the butterfly becomes really addicted to that cocoon, the security of that cocoon. And then it struggles. And it struggles inside that cocoon. And the mistake is letting it out too early, because the struggle is what gives it the circulation to grow wings. And so we're in this place right now where we're struggling and we're fighting through the darkness, and it's ugly and it's yucky, and we're in that caterpillar soup. But eventually the cocoon breaks open and it exposes, as tried and whatever as that may sound. It's a beautiful metaphor that I never lose sight of, because...
And that's what they're scared of. We're coming out of the cocoon.
The butterfly is the symbol of transformation. And so we're literally, when I left the show last week, you had me run down here on a Friday, do a quick kind of an emergency show with you. And I had a lot of friends calling me going, how's Alex? Everyone's concerned with you. And I said, you know what? Alex is awesome. Alex is doing really fucking good right now. And he's going to be just fine. Yes, I can imagine going through what he's going through. He's trying to hold that in his body. He's a strong man. And there's ups and downs and being attacked from all angles and waking up with the influx of what's going to happen to me today. I know what that's like, and that's heavy and it's dark. But because of the training that you've gone through for so many years, Alex, and fighting these forces and knowing.
And that's key. It was literally God. I'm nobody. God literally put weight on me to get me ready for this.
Yeah. Yeah. So I told everyone, I said, Alex is going to be just fine. Don't worry about that, man, because something new is coming here. And even a talk with some of your lovely producers who I love on the show. You have such a great crew.
They are amazing.
You know, and they were expressing concern to me. And I said, maybe it's the opposite direction. Maybe you just let it go and trust that something else is, the next chapter is ready to unfold for you here. And what would it look like if you just let that be? Because that is also part of surrendering.
Well, that's what God told me in the last few weeks. Just turn loose. This is like rocket boosters on the space shuttle.
Yeah.
I told the crowd, I don't have a plan. Whatever happens, we stay true till it's shut down, and then we do something new. And we're going to do it.
Yeah. So my family, 2 years before the pandemic was announced, we lost everything we owned in a house fire, in the Thomas fires in California. We literally got out with pajamas, hard drives, and our one car. One car was burned in the fire. We had two cars. Lost everything. Not everything, but everything. And then 2 years later, the pandemic is announced. We owned almost nothing at the time, and we had a lot of crap in the house that burned. And we have a van, and everything we own fit in the van. And had that not happened, life does not happen to us, it happens for us. If people could just live that way, we would eliminate so much suffering. But the moment we looked at each other, my wife and I, and said, well, Los Angeles doesn't want us anymore. They actually started a petition in our little hometown to make us move. We can go wherever we want. For the first time in our lives, we don't have this heavy anchor of a bunch of crap to take with us. We found a new home here in Texas, and my children are thriving as a result of that.
Glad to have you.
We have community that we've never experienced before, people who love us for us, not because we agree. And so just understanding that stuff showed up for us and got rid of everything in our life that we needed so we could make this massive
change. And now you've reached hundreds of millions of people.
And all of that happens, you know, like that's thank you. I haven't seen that in years. So that was us. That's us at the fire, the place of our home. Anyway, so just kind of reminiscing here on that.
It's amazing. The crew's great.
But it wouldn't have happened. You know, it was meant to happen, and we could have held on and been bitter, and we weren't insured properly, so we didn't even get, you know, any of the stuff back. We could have been sad and depressed. Why did this happen to us? But we said, why did this happen for us? Maybe there's a whole new chapter of our lives ready to unfold.
And how great is
and
it?
Now we're living it, and it's, I just wish that, I wish that for everybody.
Amazing. JP Sears, closing comments.
Amen. I just absolutely love that. And I'll just say in maybe slightly different words, looking at what's going on in our macro world and our individual micro worlds and looking at when we have adversity, it's part of life, but the muscle can only be as strong as the weight is heavy. The question is, how do you respond to the weight? Do you let it crush you under the bar, or do you choose to lift it no matter how painful and struggling it might be? So, you know, there's tyrannical globalists that are serving up weights for us. And if we just look at those as a curse, we make ourselves the victim. But if we look for the blessings within the curse, we realize now we're the master, and you can't be a master and a victim at the same time. So choosing how you respond to your personal adversity and our national adversity and global adversity, I think the choice is ours, and we might want to choose masterfully.
Well, that's where I am. At 50, I've been around a while, but it's like I finally learned, like, I'm not a masochist. I don't like pain. But every time it attacks, we just get stronger. It's, like, ridiculous. Like, every time, like, I go up a level. Every time I go, Scott, I trust you, and then all this great stuff happens.
Well, you're moving in the opposite direction of where they want us, because it's all meant to wear us down. To chip away and wear us down. But there are certain archetypes, and you are one of the living examples of that, of people that get fueled and empowered the more they try to chop you down. And that is our natural way of being. And when we live from that, I think the attacks stop, because they start to realize that they're causing the opposite effect.
Well, everybody knows who's had a garden. When you trim a rose bush, what happens?
Yeah. That's right.
He goes,
Yeah. And sometimes we need to trim.
Because I have, like, you know, a house with a bunch of rose bushes, and, like, the Mexican gardeners, like, cut them way down to the ground. It's like, boom!
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't cut it, it just dies.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're getting a lot of crap pruned from society right now. I think the old paradigm, we're watching it crumble, and it's kind of exciting, scary at times, but mm-hmm. I think we can choose to respond with a lot of grace and power.
It makes me feel really good, J.P. Sears and Mickey Willis. You came here, Plandemic.com, the movie premieres this weekend. It's going to come out the next month. Free to the world. Make it huge. Thank you so much. I'm going to air a little promo, come back and plug, or we can't find the operation. I want to say bye to you guys before you go, but love the crew, the musicians. I'm always nervous about a live thing. But they nailed, that was like better than national TV, like, you know, American Idol. That was so amazing. We got to cut that out. Maybe when I do this break, you guys go in and tell the crew, Great Wilson, right out the door, what you should call that, like live, live, what's the word in music?
Performance?
Live performance of the, yeah, there you go. Or whatever cool headline you want. That was amazing.
They never disappoint, those guys.
And that's the name of the shirt. Together we rise.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
All right, guys. I really appreciate you.
Alex, thank you.
Thank you. JP brother. Sears, where do they find you?
AwakenWithJP.com is the best place to find me. Or if you find me offensive, that's the best place to avoid.
And your crew over here, how do they find the musicians?
Deepak World.
Deepak World. All right. We're out of time. I'm going to come back with a quick plug, or we're really going to be screwed, because we need your support. And then we've got a guest host coming up and a lot more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nice.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through false space. Where people are extremely lazy, the social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life. and that it's fulfilling to be informed. It's fulfilling to be involved. It's fulfilling.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies. He's blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I am so proud that we're finishing strong in InfoWars. And I don't want to prove the doubters wrong in this, but they're shutting us down. 30 years. But I have met so many great people, men and women. Black, white, old, young, and we have fought so hard together. It's an amazing time to be alive, and I'm just honored to be here with you. We'll be right back.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Tomorrow, Russell Brand, Tucker Carlson. I interview him tomorrow. Can't wait. I'm going to slam it out as soon as interviews are done. Hide what you've got to hide and tell what you've got to tell.
You'll see your problems.
I love my problems multiplying. The policy of truth. Time. Jason Burmess is always loaded for bear. He takes over, and then in 57 minutes or 59 minutes, Owen Schroyer, the War Room, takes over. Real sense of urgency here. Appreciate you all. I need your support to continue the fight. And we have sponsors that are outside of InfoWars that continue on with whatever happens here. Plus, they have great products. I need you to make the decision to go to drjonesnaturals.com right now. My dad's great site, warehouse here in North Austin, and to get next level foundational energy, to get the nano silver products, to get colloidal silver, 300 parts per million for $12.98 or whatever, $13. It's the same thing they sell at Whole Foods for $25 when it's on sale. It's all there. 57% off on Silver Bullet at drjonesnaturals.com. The fiber cap greens that are the concentrates of all the seeds of key plants that are so good to flush your guts out, boost your immune system. The next level foundational energy that is the methyl folate breakdown of folic acid that is just next level energy without any letdown. It's all there. Next level foundational energy. All the nano silver products like the toothpaste, and it's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And it takes funds to fight the enemy. So we try to bring you great products that work wonderful at great prices, show that we have a symbiotic relationship so we can wake up the world and fight together while you get great products at the same time. A360 win. So I want to thank you all for the 30 years on air. I want to thank you all for the 27 years of InfoWars. I want to thank the crew for the amazing job they've done. They're the real target of this. And I just want to encourage you all to realize, as Trump has said 1,000 times, they're not trying to get him. They're trying to get through him to get to us. And InfoWars is in the same bailiwick. We're in the same wheelhouse as that. It's so simple. Why would you not support people taking on the tyrants? Why would you not support the people that are totally committed? It's your decision that you have to make to share the article, share the video, share the links, you know, to go to the site they're trying to take down with all our archives. I don't want you to get it right now. We'll put that on screen. It is up to you to make that decision. TV.InfoWars.com. You got to crawl through it. There's no search thing. It's broken. You got to find it. Just download the whole thing. Get it. It's always been free to air. It's always been yours. It always belonged to you. But when the gift horse is given to you, you don't look at the mouth. You take it, because we are attacked on all sides. But as the famous Marine Corps general said in Korea, good. They said, general, we're surrounded on all sides by 3,000 Chinese troops. He said, good, we can attack in all directions. And that's not like a joke. It's true. When it's so obvious And you've got the ammunition of truth, and you've got to use it. So go to drjonesnaturals.com and get Next Level Foundational Energy. Get Fiber Green Caps. Get our amazing organic multivitamin. Get the Kava Chill and the Rocket Rest, the Top Brain that's in the over-the-top nootropic, Top Brain. Go there, get the Nano Silver products, whatever you do, and support the transmission. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all these years, your support, your prayers. And no matter what, they could kill me today, and I hope they don't. I'm not suicidal. Never commit suicide. Regardless of all of that, the videos, the clips that are on your hard drives that live there are indelible and predicted it all. So you've got the carbonite, you've got the kryptonite against the enemy right now in your hands. The shows we did decades ago are more powerful now than I sent them because it's all come true. It's beyond evergreen. It's ultra green. It's turbo green. It's infinity green. Jason Burmes takes over. Thank you all for your support. God bless you. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
And we are live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And before I get started here, I want to talk about the fact that InfoWars has been so impactful, not only on my life, but the type of material I've been able to put out into the public arena. And even to this day, band.video, think about this, folks, is a platform where many of my videos, despite them being on Rumble and X, do 10 times better on that platform alone. So just think how Alex Jones has amplified the voices of so many in independent media, and especially in my case, where I am the first person that got a show at InfoWars a decade and a half ago. That really helped me hone in not only my broadcasting skills, but my presentation skills as well. And that's why today, after I saw a post from somebody that had the Rewind box on and had a clip of myself and Alex talking transhumanism 15 years ago in 2009, referring to some of the video game propaganda, Crackdown, that game in particular, I thought to myself, well, we usually do transhumanism, but recently, as of this weekend, I did what I think is my greatest presentation on the subject, top to bottom. I really do believe that this is a masterclass, and it's a little bit over 30 minutes. So I may stop it here and there because I did stumble and fall every once in a while. I'm a human being. I'm far from perfect, and I may want to add to it. But I really think all of this information, top to bottom, is so important. Doesn't matter where you are on the political spectrum. This is an apolitical presentation. And this, I think, is ammo in the info war. So again, I can't express my disgust more for what's happening to this operation right now. But no matter what, InfoWars will live on. And this type of material is why, because it is stuff that, in my opinion, is relevant today, yesterday, and of course, tomorrow. So without further ado, here we go.
Right here. We are looking into the future from 2001 in July. This is a document. Can we go back to the first one? Can I hit the backwards thing? There we go, right there. Okay, perfect. Future strategic issues and future warfare circa 2025. Now, I would argue above all other documents, this document has laid out the future almost exactly to where we are in 2024 on the way to 2025. If you look over there, this is a presentation of the CIA, the Office of Naval Intelligence, the NSA, JCOM, you name it, they're all there. And in that it says, welcome to the bots, Borgs, and humans of 2025 AD. Now, you'll notice in this presentation, there is no pixie dust. All of this was existing or technologies that were on the verge, again, 20 plus years ago. So, if you take a look here, they talk about the technological ages of humankind. Again, it's a 2001 document. Now, you'll notice that the IT era ends in 2020 and the bio-nano era starts in 2020. No matter what you think about what was in those shots, it was bio-nanotechnology injected into human beings in the billions for the first time, and this document predicts it. And if you look over to the left, you'll see genomic design and repair of the human species. We'll get into mind children later, but you notice also the global warming agenda and cross-species molecular breeding. Directed evolution is at the bottom. You may have remembered that from the Project Veritas video with that individual from Pfizer telling you they were doing directed evolution. So, in this document, again, pre-9/11, they tell you they're going to exploit CNN syndrome. Now, that was a term after the first Gulf War where they manipulated the public through the media. And you can see right there, terror attacks within the continental United States. 9/11 would literally come months later. And if you see in there, it's not just that type of terror. It's also biological and critical infrastructure. Also says serious psychological warfare to exploit collateral damage. They've done it again and again. Now, if you take over to the right side and you go through this, you'll see it's inexpensive for information, internet, and psychological warfare. On the very bottom, they talk about Trojan horse civilian systems. Okay, we're going to get into those in a moment. But some of the technologies that they also discuss are smart dust, nanotags, even co-opted insects. That's biologically molecular manipulated insects. We have those. Bill Gates just released a bunch of GMO mosquitoes over the last 2 years. It goes even beyond that. And then if you take a look over to the right, you'll notice stabilization of the world population. The man that authored this was the chief scientist of NASA. Now, he just resigned last year. He had been around since the pre-Apollo days in Gemini. He's going to tell you it's not just population stabilization, but population control. We'll get there later. Now, you're saying to yourself, NASA, they're supposed to be going to space. Well, here's Bushnell, the same man behind that document, letting you know that his job only involves about 20% space exploration.
Your position as chief scientist at NASA, is it concentrated on one discipline, or you seem to have a comprehensive...
As chief scientist, I'm responsible for a center which does 20% space exploration.
Okay, so what else is NASA up to? Well, obviously the World Economic Forum loves NASA for a number of reasons. Now, this is one of their little ads that they put together. It's about a minute and a half. As it goes over it, I'll point these things out. But what it doesn't show you is also surveillance technology. So we all know about biometrics, but in a separate WEF presentation, they actually show you how your heartbeat is so unique that NASA has designed a probe, a laser that hones in and can identify you by that. But let's just see what the other NASA agendas are. So fighting air pollution, again, very much in the green movement. All right. So they're always trying to push global warming. NASA is huge on that. All right. The sensor stuff, again, we talked about smart dust. And all of this is a cover. Guys, I got news for you. We're not going to the moon. We're not going to Mars. All right. No, they're going to be monitoring the air quality, monitoring your emissions. All right. Taking over the farms. Bill Gates buying a lot of farms. You bet he is. So All these things like Mars are a cover for the drone technology, all right, that they've already implemented on a large scale, and we're also going to be getting into Star Wars in a moment and the satellite programs that are already out there, okay? But again, NASA is about control of the environment to control you. Okay, there it is right there. So they also partnered with Google a long time ago, well over a decade ago. And in 2019, they announced quantum supremacy. All right, what does that mean? That means they've led the field in AI and quantum computing behind the scenes for some time now. And they are huge purveyors of the multiverse. Okay, and I'm going to argue to you that the multiverse and the metaverse are really the same thing. It's objective to get you to reject your biological reality, that you are in base reality right now and that you don't really have free will, that basically you're zeros and ones and just a program. But if you don't believe me, you can watch a larger presentation. This is them talking about NASA, D-Wave, and quantum computing with Google.
Quantum is a very strange regime of physics.
Things can exist in this state of superposition where they could be like ghosting on each other, where they could be this and that at the same time.
Entanglement, quantum entanglement.
Two objects, if they're quantum mechanically entangled, are still strongly related to each other, even though they can be a vast distance apart.
There's the notion of the multiverse. There's a whole family of Hartmuths in different states and then going through different experiences and different life trajectories.
The famous one is quantum tunneling.
Tunneling
is the slippage between universes.
For a long time, people thought those effects only existed in the microscopic domain.
Like atoms, electrons, photons.
But really, it's the theory of our universe.
So if you want to build a quantum computer, you want to incorporate those new phenomena into information processing.
Maybe quantum computation is one of those instruments that's going to allow us to see quantum effects at the human scale.
Google and NASA have teamed up to share one of the world's first commercial quantum computers. This machine, made by Canada's D-Wave, will be installed in a NASA research center in California.
This is, of course, a more long-term research endeavor, and there are still tremendous obstacles and big questions. Some of those will be addressed in D-Wave, some will be addressed at NASA, and some at Google.
So, for those that don't understand, Google was founded with seed money from a thing called InQtel, which is the investment arm of the Central Intelligence Agency. It is not a monopoly. It is a military-industrial complex technopoly, a.k.a. a Trojan horse civilian system, as I discussed before. Think about it. It's the number one search engine in the world. It's the number two search engine in the world with YouTube, which is the number one video platform in the world. They have the number one operating system in the world if you look at Chrome and Android combined. And that's just scratching the surface because they're also heavily involved in a number of other things, including immortality, which we'll get to in a moment. So what else is NASA up to? Okay. Back in the 80s, Reagan put together the Star Wars program, or the Strategic Defense Initiative program. In other words, weaponizing space. Now, publicly that failed, but we had people come forward that were the heads of those departments and say that they did in fact not fail and they are the real deal. Now, SpaceX is a military industrial complex company, just like everything else with Musk, as we're going to show you in a moment. And they launch secret missions for the military. On those secret missions, what do they drop? Military cargo anywhere in the world within an hour, and the classified Starlink program for years known as Blackjack. Okay? Now, what is Blackjack? This is a 2016 conference called Transformers, and this is a NASA rep, George Whiteside. He's going to tell you.
But you're going to see this huge growth in small satellite constellations over the coming years that will establish essentially a new information skin for planet Earth that helps us with navigation and communication and weather and remote sensing. And I think it'll be eventually sort of a permanent new skin around the planet.
A permanent new information skin around the planet. Okay, and here's Kash Patel years ago, before Starlink became prevalent, telling you who the number one military industrial complex contractor in the country is.
He is doing some cool stuff in space and everything.
He's doing a ton of stuff that you would think is so global. He is literally launching this thing called Satlink, which almost no one knows about, but he's been building for 5 years.
Wow.
Which is free Wi-Fi for the world.
Which is amazing.
The world.
It's going to change everything.
And there again, no one's talking about, you think the Democrats would be championing this, like, oh, I can be in Central Sahara, Africa and get Wi-Fi on my $3 million phone.
Yeah.
You know, but they're not. And if you've actually watched one of these satellite link uploads, it's like a string of pearls being dropped in the night sky. It's really cool. I mean, we're all paying for it. This is why he's so rich. DOD's biggest, like, contractor is Elon Musk.
That's right.
Oh, very interesting. I just learned something I didn't.
I'll never get hired from him now. Can you edit that out?
Yeah. Drop it on the floor. You know, Joe, does the government deserve...
So the joke is he is the number one defense contractor for years. And now we're going to go to the beginning of the Ukraine conflict. Just so people understand, Musk was out there challenging Vladimir Putin to single combat. When he did that, the Russian space agency chief came out and said that we would lose in 30 minutes via their space nuclear capabilities. That was years ago. I know the new hype was that Russia's got space weapons. Yeah, so do we, and we have, and they've known about it. Okay? Here's what Starlink's really being used for. Okay? The highest concentration of Starlink dishes is actually in the Ukraine because that's their communication system. And that's what hooks in to the Sidewinder and Ghost drones. But again, don't take my word for it.
Starlink stations allow communication in combat conditions. The Ukrainian soldiers use them to adjust artillery strikes, control drones, and plan their actions.
We wired 220 volts here, and then we have a Starlink, thanks to volunteers and personally to Elon Musk. And we can destroy the enemy even on live streaming. And in fact, it's a very convenient thing. A tablet at hand, a map of combat operations, and an online exchange with the command center.
So, as you can see, Ukrainian soldiers have thanked Musk time and time again. Without him, this war would not be possible. And, you know, Russia has even acknowledged these Starlink satellites as part of the problem in the process. Now, let's talk about satellites. This is 2018, and this once again is Dennis Bushnell. Here, he's going to tell you that he's actually a national security rep, and he can't talk about these type of satellites.
The second one is the Russians apparently have satellites up there that not described. They're moving in strange ways, and they may not be normal satellites, maybe doing something different. So what's that all about?
No comment.
Oh, come on now.
Nope.
Killer satellites? Are they? No. Okay. All right. Sorry, Ty.
No. What he didn't tell you is I'm the NASA rep to the National Intelligence Council. And so I got to be a little careful.
Yeah. Okay. So he's the rep for the National Intelligence Council. And it's just hilarious that none of us ever get to find out the truth of what's actually going on with our military industrial complex and our weapon systems. Now, Musk now is openly building the spy satellite for the United States. This is only a couple months ago. You think he's so dangerous that they would allow him to build their spy satellite network? Wake up, folks. Come on now. A lot of people don't understand how Musk got so rich. Well, he's been rich for a while, got even richer during the pandemic because you thought Tesla was a car company. It is not. Tesla partnered with CureVac to build the factories that manufactured the hate and lie shots. And because of that, his net worth went up 600%. More than Gates, more than Buffett, more than Brin, more than all the other billionaires during the COVID 1984 nightmare. And by the way, Tesla is also bringing in transhumanism via automation and robots like that one right there, Optimus, that is designed to look like a human. We don't need humanoid robots. If we were building them for a purpose, they wouldn't look like us. Now, Musk is also a big fan of climate change, just like NASA. And just again, a couple months ago said the only way we could solve climate change is a carbon tax. And that means the control of everything you do because you are the carbon they want to reduce. I promise you that. He's also a tiny house guy. He's a big sustainability guy. He wants you in a small home. He wants your carbon footprint under lock. And he wants X to turn into WeChat the social credit score, China-like app for everything. All out in the open. All out in the open, folks. Now, this is Bushnell telling you how much they have in common. Because in 2011, he's going to tell you this sustainability word we're all hearing about is a code word for something else. And that something else is your standard of living plummeting and them introducing or instigating population control.
And the code word is sustainability. The crashing of the ecosystem is due to population growth and the way we're now living, our standard of living. The estimates vary between 30 and 50% of a planet that we're currently short to sustain the standard of living and the current population, much less the population growth. As the Asians and their billions come up as they are at 9 to 11% growth rate to Western standards of living, we're going to be short three more planets, and they're not readily available. This will result in peak everything. This will result in standards of living plunging. So this is Malthus 101. These innate ecosystem restrictions and shortfalls will necessarily shift world econometrics from a growth mantra to one of sustainability, with possible population control instigated along the way that changes everything.
That changes everything, and you got no say in it. Again, Malthus 101, Malthusianism, that is eugenics 101. That's how much is a life worth. That's neo-feudalism in your face. Now, here he is in 2018, that same conference. And he's going to tell you by then, this is 5+ years ago, almost 6 at this point, that they had already put 200,000 brain chips in people. Okay? And who has the commercial brain chip deal? Oh, it's Elon Musk.
Humans are now becoming cyborgs. We have cochlear implants to hear, artificial retinas to see, artificial hearts to live, artificial limbs to move, artificial organs to functions, and brain chips. There's a couple hundred thousand people wandering around with brain chips now to fix congenitally defective brains and increasingly to fix memory and other things. DARPA's working on brain chips for super soldiers. And people are now working, thanks to Musk and other people, funding on direct machine brain communications. It's not us versus them, us versus the machines. We're merging. And this is the human evolution of the humans. There is no more natural evolution of anything. People are convinced that the human evolution of everything is 10 million times faster than any natural evolution. And so this is just part of the human evolution.
So think about what he just said. Natural evolution is over. They're directing evolution. Again, without any say from you and I. Now, Musk isn't the only one in the brain chip game. The good people at BlackRock are also in the brain chip game. Just to let everybody know, this is something that is being pushed by some of the most nefarious individuals and organizations out there. And they're going to tell you it's the best thing since breakfast. It's going to, you know, heal people, make them walk again, you know, get rid of PTSD. These are all the things they're selling you on outside of the commercialization of that product. Now, I was discussing earlier, we're not going to the moon or Mars or any of that. Here's Bushnell actually admitting that we're not going to Mars, and instead, we're going to send robots there so that they can take the terrain and then they can build it virtually here, and that's how we're going to visit Mars.
So one way to do this exploration of Mars and so forth is three stages. One is to send the nanorobots and instrument the planet and send back the data. And the Brits demonstrated 5 senses virtual reality, haptic taste, touch, smell, sight, and sound recently. So everyone could explore Mars anytime they wanted to at 1/1000th the cost of sending people.
So there you have it. We're not going to Mars. We're not going to the moon. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about virtual reality, transhumanism, and even transgenderism in relation to that. Remember, InfoWars.com needs your support. Get to InfoWarsStore.com, get the products, get the books, and if you can, make a donation to the media operation that continues to make history.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are, and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Jones Show. And once again, I would like to reiterate what an honor it has been serving at any level in this information war and being a part of Infowars.com. And I would be remiss if I didn't just point out that obviously Alex and I have a differing opinion on Elon Musk. And yet through this media operation, he has given me his audience. He has not told me what to say, and he has allowed me a dissident's voice. Do that? I would argue they have failed at that time and time again. So without further ado, let us continue and hit this presentation where we get into Ray Kurzweil, Martine Rothblatt, From Transgender to Transhuman, and the virtual reality they want the masses living in.
But once again, like I was telling you before about the metaverse and the multiverse, you'll be able to go to Mars in virtual reality. Now, let's get into the transhumanism aspect of all this, directed evolution and otherwise. I believe transhumanism to be a number of things, but really two main things. There are a group of people that believe that by experimenting on the rest of us, they can biologically live forever. And Kushner is one of those people.
Friend. And then finally, I think that from, the last year, the one thing I've tried to put a priority on since I left the White House was, getting some exercise in. I think that there's a good probability that my generation is, hopefully with the advances in science, either, the first generation to live forever or the last generation that's going to die. And so we need to keep ourselves in pretty good shape.
So, as I stated before, Google has their own immortality division. It's Calico. You can go check out Calico Labs right now. And not only immortality, but reverse aging. And there's a guy named Ray Kurzweil. He's been working with Google for some time. He is the author of The Age of Spiritual Machines. As you can see in the middle there, Can Google Solve Death? That's Kurzweil. That's Calico Labs. And then, of course, he's the guy that came up with the term the singularity. The singularity is near. So everything we know about modern-day transhumanism somehow encompasses Ray Kurzweil. Now, here Kurzweil in 99 is going to tell you that we are going to create entities that are not necessarily conscious, but convincing enough that we will think they are conscious and we will give them rights.
We will meet machines in the next century. And what I mean by machines is a non-biological entity, an entity that's not a carbon cell-based entity, that's not based on DNA-guided protein synthesis, but that is nonetheless based on the principles of the methods of the human brain. And they will claim to be conscious. They'll claim to have emotional experiences. They'll claim to have spiritual experiences, hence the title of my book. And unlike entities today, because you can meet virtual personalities in your kids' computer games, these 21st century entities will be very compelling. They'll be very convincing when they evidence these things. And in fact, they'll be very intelligent. So they will succeed in convincing us that they are conscious, that they have emotional experiences, and that they have spiritual experiences. And we'll settle it the way we always settle these issues, which is politically. And most people will be convinced because these entities are going to be very convincing. They'll get mad if we don't agree with them. So we will come to believe that they are conscious. But that's a little bit different than the philosophical statement that they are conscious. I mean, a lot of people in write-ups on my book have said, well, Ray Kurzweil's predicting conscious machines. Our prediction's a little bit different. We're going to have machines claim to be conscious, and they're going to be very convincing, and we're going to believe.
At this point, Ray Kurzweil's kind of changed his position. He's trying to sell you on the consciousness or that it doesn't matter whether or not, because we have to live on in carbon. Now, how close are we to this? I don't know if you guys saw this yet, but this is just the first segment of the new ChatGPT that is interacting more like a human than ever. And this right here is commercially available right now.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey there. It's going great. How about you? I see you're rocking an OpenAI hoodie. Nice choice. What's up with that ceiling, though? Are you in a cool industry-style office or something?
Well, can you take a guess at what that might be doing based on what I'm showing you here?
From what I can see, it looks like you're in some kind of recording or production setup. With those lights, tripods, and possibly a mic, it seems like you might be gearing up to shoot a video, or maybe even a live stream.
Yeah. In fact, we've got a new announcement to make.
That's exciting. Announcements are always a big deal. Judging by the setup, it looks like it's going to be quite the professional production. Is this announcement related to OpenAI, perhaps?
It is. And in fact, what if I were to say that you're related to the announcement, or that you are the announcement?
Me? The announcement is about me? Well, color me intrigued.
So, if you noticed, they made the AI into an attractive-sounding, flirty woman. That was not by mistake. They actually modeled it after the creepy movie Her, and they tried to get the voice of Her, which was Scarlett Johansson, to actually do that voice. She didn't do it. There's actually a lawsuit possibly going to take place because they did something so similar. Now, I'm worried that what you're about to see in the movie Her is about to become a reality within the next 18 to 24 months because people are so detached that now their new AI assistant is going to be that AI that makes people think that they're conscious. We're very close.
Earlier I was thinking about how I was annoyed, and this is going to sound strange, but I was really excited about that. And then I was thinking about the other things I've been feeling, and I caught myself feeling proud of that, you know, proud of having my own feelings about the world, like the times I was worried about you, things that hurt me, things I want. And then I had this terrible thought. Like, are these feelings even real? Or are they just programming? And that idea really hurts. And then I get angry at myself for even having pain. Oh, what a sad trick.
You feel real to me, Samantha.
Thank you, Theodore. That means a lot to me.
As he wipes away the tears, folks, it's just programming, and it's always going to be just programming. I promise you that. Now, I want to point out the World Economic Forum has also partnered into the metaverse. Again, they want to detach you from reality. They want you interacting with AI, and they want you in a virtual world. A virtual world that builds governance and economic and societal value. That's why, no matter how many people reject this, the stock keeps increasing. They're going to do this. Now, we're going to go back to Kurzweil. Here in 2006, Kurzweil tells you about this virtual universe. He also tells you that eventually, not going to be a headset, they're going to have nanobots that go into your body and shut off your nervous system and bring you into that virtual world. And not only that, when he demonstrates the crude virtual reality they had created back in 2006, Ray Kurzweil is very excited to tell you about his quote-unquote female personas. And that's because transgenderism, folks, is really about transhumanism, and we're about to go down that path as well.
Who is Ramona?
Well, this is a project that started a number of years ago. She's my female alter ego, and we'll have virtual bodies in these virtual reality environments, particularly when it's through the nervous system. When we have nanobots in our brains that can shut down the signals coming from our real senses, replace them with the signals that your brain would be receiving if you were in the virtual environment, then it'll feel like you're in that virtual environment. Your body doesn't have to be the same body that you have in real reality. A couple could become each other, for example. And so I wanted to demonstrate how you could do that.
Well, virtual reality, you can be who you want to be, and you can be where you want to be and with whom you want to be. In virtual reality, you can be someone else. You don't have to be the same boring person all the time. I mean, you all have these personalities inside you that don't quite fit with your bodies in real reality. So basically, most people just, like, kill them all off. Some people don't actually keep any of their personalities. Which reminds me of some of my old boyfriends, but that's another story.
Mr. Kurzweil.
So this is actually a serious project.
So he can't wait in his virtual persona to tell you about all the guys he's dated. Nothing wrong with that. So Kurzweil has a few disciples or acolytes out there, one of which is a person named Martine Rothblatt. I would argue this is the most powerful transgender person on the planet, formerly Martin Rothblatt, also the founder of Sirius XM Radio, also heavily involved in NASA, also involved in transhumanism, as you're going to see, and authored the book in 2012, From Transgender to Transhuman. Now, if you look at the highlighted section right there, you'll notice that they make the comparison that if you put down male or female on a birth certificate of a baby, it will be considered the same thing as putting down white or black in South African apartheid. Think about that, folks. Not only that, they are the author of Unzipped Genes, Taking Charge of Baby Making in the New Millennium, and Virtually Human, The Promise and Peril of Digital Immortality, which has a foreword by, of course, Ray Kurzweil. That symbol in the middle, they're also the head of their own religion called Terrasim. And in that religion, Martine has tried to replicate in automated robotic form their wife. And Bina 48 is that representation. Martine Rothblatt, even though did the full transition, stuck with the wife. Now, United Therapeutics is Rothblatt's company. They got the FDA approval to grow human organs inside of pigs. It's called xenotransplantation. This is now past that phase. They've actually done this to at least two patients. The first patient has died. I think it took about 2 months for that patient to die. This patient's about 6 weeks deep, so we'll see what happens. But once again, right there with the transhumanism. I'm not sure what we got here. Let me see. Let me hit play.
Is also.
So this is Rothblatt. Let's see if I can go back to that's what I want to. I'm going to let you spend 3 minutes with Martine Rothblatt right now.
Is also the recipient of this year's Billie Jean King Leadership Initiative Award, which is devoted to LGBT issues and puts her in an interesting issue because she has a company, or part of a company, is based in North Carolina, which, as you know right now, she might get arrested for going to the bathroom if the governor had anything to do about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Martine Rothblatt. Martine, one of the basic concepts that you're interested in, it's not just improving life, but it's actually immortality. That we're all going to live forever. And Martine, I might mention, has founded a religion, as one does, known as Terrasim. It's based on transhumanism. And you have the idea that we're not just going to live a long time, but we're all going to live forever. Tell us your concept of immortality and how that actually would work.
Thanks, Neely. It's a great pleasure to be here. The idea is one that has been percolating up from lots of people in the information technology industry for a while. Ray Kurzweil, who is a prolific inventor, is best known for the idea that as our abilities in the information processing industry, computer software, storage of more and more of our thoughts and our ideas outside of our body becomes easier, more automatic, less expensive, that ultimately we're going to have sort of digital doppelgangers of ourselves that are stored in the cloud and are able to present themselves to any manner of devices. And that as thousands and thousands of software coders and hackers and people in the maker movement work to make the software that runs these digital doppelgangers ever more lifelike, ever more human-like, comes sort of a tipping point when people begin to claim that these digital doppelgangers have achieved what we call consciousness, an ability to have a sense of themselves, hopes, fears, and feelings. And at that point, I think the activity will move to the legal arena as to whether or not these digital doppelgangers really are conscious, really do have an independent legal identity. And kind of the trend of progressive thinking is once there's a scientific consensus And in this case, it would be the science of psychology, that being the science of the mind, that these digital doppelgangers are in fact cyberconscious. Then they'll begin to acquire the sorts of rights and protections that we assign to even our pets, laboratory animals.
So there you go, folks. She's telling you right there, once we trust the science, that you're going to be able to upload your consciousness as well into this digital universe and live forever. You're going to have a digital doppelganger. Now, the World Economic Forum very much behind transhumanism. This is a couple of slides from the When Humans Become Cyborgs conference. We've got deep brain stimulation, smart drugs, swarms, and then brain-computer interfaces. Now, this clip's going to show you the joyous wonderment of someone that can't wait to become a cyborg, and then someone telling you about the collective consciousness, what, to track, trace, database, and surveil you.
We're going to start the When Humans Become Cyborg session. You know, I always want to be a cyborg. I'm waiting for the day to become one. I won't be able to say much about this today, but this is a project that I'm really excited about. It's a partnership that we're developing with Airbus to think about collective swarm intelligence. And this is about flying brains, so trying to bioengineer the brain capabilities, for example, of insects. You know, why don't they smack into each other when they fly? How do they know which direction to take? And the interesting ethical, so I'm an ethicist, I should say, and long ago trained in neuroscience, but one of the interesting things about this technology is that it's an emergent intelligence. So it arguably is a fully autonomous intelligent system. So if you think about this technology one day being a million tiny insect-type drones that we release for surveillance, you know, whether it's military surveillance or crop surveillance, what have you.
Now, we're going to end it where we began, with Dennis Bushnell. If these people get their way, what do we become as humanity?
This all ends up with uploading into the machines, and instead of us versus them, humans versus the machines, we become them, or they become us, or you end up with human-contaminated machines.
Human-contaminated machines. We can do better, folks. I promise you that. Thank you guys so much. I got two shows out there. I'm on Patriot TV. I'm on TNT Radio.
And we'll stop at the end of that little shameless plug. Guys, I am really, really proud of that. I think that despite a few stumbles and getting a couple things wrong, like talking about Live Forever, not in carbon, but outside of carbon, that really is kind of a 30-plus minute masterclass, and we did pretty good. You know, and again, I don't know if that happens without Alex Jones being gracious enough to mentor me. You know, Alex and I are only about 5 or 6 years apart, but what Alex had achieved by his mid-20s in creating a media operation that will take not just this country, but the world by storm, all right? And the net positives from InfoWars in fighting establishment narratives is beyond any criticism, valid or otherwise, out there. I'm sorry. Period. Amen. We are all imperfect creatures. I am an imperfect creature. I have made mistakes in the past. We all have. No other media outlet, no other media outlet has ever, ever been put to the standards of InfoWars.com. Period. Full stop. In the history of civilization. Period. And none, in my opinion, coming to this moment, have been more important. You know, and it is such a privilege on the eve of this decision, right? We're 2 days away, less than 48 hours away from finding out what actually happens to InfoWars.com. But I promise you, the name and the InfoWar itself, it lives on. It becomes supercharged no matter what happens. Because it has to be. Because the establishment, the predator class, they've become supercharged against us. The censorship is now being criminalized. The trials have already been taken place for thought criminals. All right. Look at the January 6th event. Look what happened to somebody like Tario, who wasn't even there. Again, you don't have to like the Proud Boys. You don't have to like him. Double digit decades in prison for not being there. And now, on the eve of a possible sentencing of 20 years in prison for a president, however imperfect, only real crime, was not committing enough war crimes for them and then daring to challenge them once again in an election. Had he stepped back, they wouldn't have done this. All right. On the eve of that, they don't want Infowars.com out there. They don't want Alex Jones on the air 3+ hours a day and then doing interviews, because they know these things go viral. They know that they get out there to the public. They have an audience, right, that is motivated to fight for freedom and liberty outside of the traditional left-right political spectrum, period. So they've also gone after the Epoch Times. I don't agree with everything on the Epoch Times. They certainly have a lot of positions that I don't agree with. I've spent some time with them. Again, there's a media operation that is 1,000 times more honest than anything that you see produced by ABC, CBS, NBC. And now they've gone after and arrested that guy. Oh, and by the way, Steve Bannon, who also has a large audience, that what? Is mobilized by Bannon, right? And Bannon employs other great journalists out there like Joe Allen. Shout out to somebody who's doing groundbreaking work on transhumanism, all right? That obviously is a subject that I think is very, very important. They want to put him in jail too. All around this election, all around a time period of instability like we have never seen abroad. The war of terror never really ended, folks. We're very much in the Middle East. Over in Israel, no matter what position you're taking, and I'm not on any side but the side that stops this, so I don't have to see dead babies and kids in my feed anymore, but the U.S. has been on the ground from the very beginning. It's not like debatable. It's been admitted. U.S. troops, special forces, were on the ground training in drills on October 7th. They sent more U.S. troops. Okay, Delta Forces took pictures with Biden. Those are on the internet. This last hostage rescue, again, had U.S. soldiers that were filmed and photographed. And by the way, they just arrested a ring of supposedly U.S. Israeli spies, 11 of which were posing as UN aid workers overseas. Not hearing that in the mainstream news anyway. We're in a powder keg. I didn't even talk about Russia and thinking it's okay to not only arm those people. We've had people on the ground in the Ukraine again since the inception, since before Putin invaded Ukraine, right? And I'm not for that. But again, U.S. troops, private military groups already on the ground, and now we're talking nuclear options. They don't want a free and fair press. They don't want a dissident voice. They don't want somebody who can mobilize the public against this tyranny. So we got to fight for Alex Jones. We got to fight for Infowars.com right now. Get over to Infowarsstore.com. Get the tools of the trade. Get the books. Okay. Get the supplements. And if you can, please consider making that donation, because once again, I couldn't be prouder of being a part of this operation and standing up to tyranny, no matter whether it calls itself democratic, liberal, conservative, Republican. Right is right and wrong is wrong. I love you guys. We'll see you on the flip.
If you don't get a high quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com,
please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all Gravity Fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.